This free program is paid for by the listener members of KPFT Houston. If you're not already a member, think about joining with us to help keep free speech alive.
Too many nights I've come to bed with the fantasies from my head. My hunger fed but there's emptiness. I want a friend that's as obsessed. Too many floors ain't gonna do. Won't keep me happy. My fire, a raging flame. It's all I'm asking, don't be afraid. I want a lover, I want a lover, I want a lover, I want a lover.
Get me off, hit it off, light me up like the match. Set it off, get me off, hit it off, light me up like the match.
Don't take your time, use your behind and push a little more. Take your time and use your mind to get in what you came for.
Don't set it off, get me off, hit it off, light me up like the match. Set it off, get me off, hit it off, light me up like the match.
I wanna love you.
I want a lover, I want a lover, I want a lover that swallows, swallows, swallows the pride. I want a lover that swallows, swallows, swallows the pride.
Do with my life, always trying to tell me what's wrong, they never tell me what's right. All this depression's bringing on the depression, and that's not how I want to be. But in the back of my mind, I know I'll be fine. Don't need nobody to influence me, yeah. I've tried to feeling inside me, taking my time to tell ya. Well, I've been searching for someone to help me through this, but now's the time, the truth is coming out. Deep inside I am who I am, I know I gotta be me. I have taken all I can take, let me breathe. Tired of running and all of this hiding, it's time that I just break free. Well, maybe you'll understand exactly who I am, whether or not you accept me. Oh, I've tried to hide this feeling inside me, taking my time to tell ya. Well, I've been searching someone to help me through this, but now's the time, the truth is coming out. With my life, tell me what's right. Gotta be me. I don't have to hide it anymore.
Warning. The following program contains subject matter that portrays gay, lesbian, bisexual, and transgendered people as first-class citizens, deserving of an equal share of the American dream. Topics like this are known to piss off televangelists, backwater preachers, some talk show hosts, blue-haired biddies, several members of Congress, and other socially unacceptable outcasts like radical right-wing nut jobs. Listener discretion is strongly advised.
You have tuned into After Hours Queer Radio with Attitude, a continuing tradition here on KPFT 90.1 FM. The crew of After Hours is ready to bring you news, interviews, discussions, and music dear to the gay, lesbian, bisexual, transgender community and our allies. We are a diverse group here, but we all have one thing in common. We are out of the closet and urge everyone to come out of his or her closet as well. That means recognizing who you are, standing up for yourself and your rights, and being proud of who you are. We understand that this might not be possible due to age, job, or frame of mind, but remember, we are here especially for you. So kick back and relax and get ready for this week's edition of After Hours.
Pulled it a couple of times, Jimmy. It'll get longer.
Ooh.
Hello, Houston, Galveston, and the world. This is the November 22nd edition of After Hours, Queer Radio with Attitude. What?
And you are?
Tired. Oh, my name is Chris Harrison. I'll be your co-executive producer for this evening.
And I'm Jimmy Carper. I'm the other one. And the thing I was trying to pull on and make longer is this cord for the headphones. I got the short one tonight. Somebody short-sheeted me. Oh, well.
Just pull on it a couple more times. It'll stretch.
I see. So what have you been up to lately?
I am ICOH'd out.
I could not make the festivities this year. But ICOH had the enthronement, or entombment, as they might call it. And this is where the one set of emperor and empress step down and the next one step up for the incoming year.
Yeah, and they were talking it went by faster than normal for it last night.
Yeah, usually these things really get drawn out.
And they claim 3 hours, but I...
Did it actually start at 9?
20.
Okay, and you were home by, like, 12:30. So, yeah.
It wasn't
3 hours in or under.
Yeah, but when it starts at 6:30.
Well, that's drinky poos. Well, it starts at 6:30.
That's 7 hours in my head.
You know, and dinner at 7:30, and okay, and
and you didn't eat, so hush.
I didn't eat, but I watched y'all.
And festivities starting at 9-ish, 9:20. Hey, that's good for, you know, an organization that has drag involved.
Well, yeah, but you have DJs that, you know, come
come
in.
Come on, you got to get closer to the mic.
You have special DJs that come in for this, so you have to at least pretend you're going to be on time.
Oh, well, no.
Special K? Is that who that was?
Yeah, Special K was an MC.
If they know drag is involved, they know it's not going to be on time.
Oh, okay. He knew.
Okay. But yeah, he was there last year.
Is yeah.
So, well,
but no, I mean, it was an interesting, night. I mean,
it's grand.
Yeah.
This is the big outfits and all the huge jewelry and big crowns and.
Yeah, there was some, I, you know, I, I swear there was some person that was wearing a tomato cage inverted that they put, that they used a bedazzler on. It was about that big.
Yes, that probably was Mr. McCarthy.
He's not actually an ICOH emperor. He's a crew of Petronius king in Louisiana.
Yes.
So he wears that on the floats.
Ah.
So it has to be big and absolutely magnificent when you're close to it.
And he has an emperor title that they've given him, corresponding with the same year as his king of Petronius title.
Actually, he's the king of all of Mardi Gras next this coming year.
Wow.
Yes, he is the king.
And he's got, it's a magnificent crown, and it's got all colored stones.
Yeah, but it was...
It's huge.
It was, and one of the things with that event is...
It cost him several thousand dollars for that thing.
No, I mean, the one thing about...
And it's fake!
Yeah. That'd be the scary thing, of seeing some of this, you know. But no, if you're into pageantry...
Oh, yes.
I mean, that's the part that got me to it was, you know, mm-hmm. that was the Catholic boy in me coming out.
Oh,
and
I
seeing
see.
Seeing the pomp and circumstance and the pageantry.
Stand, sit, kneel, you know.
Oh, I didn't do any kneeling, but my knees hurt just watching all those curtsies.
Oh, yes, there's all of that.
I mean, the way they were curtsying, I was like, my God.
Yeah.
Who can go the lowest? I mean, it was like a limbo contest.
So, yeah, especially in those some of the outfits they wear. You wonder how they can do it.
I only saw one person that needed a little help getting back up.
But it broke her back getting
him. Oops.
But no, yesterday I was part of the color guard invited by Her Majesty Rose.
And which color were you?
I carried the leather flag.
Ah, okay.
Because I was wearing my leather vest. It was the HCC board.
Yes.
That was the color guard.
Oh, that's nice.
Which put me in great company at the table I was at.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. I see.
Yeah, she...
I was a token girl.
Well, Rose girl. Came down.
Real
girl.
Oh,
she came down
while.
And ate dinner, yes. And then she left.
The only bad part with... It was nice seating. The bad part was we were right behind the speakers. So where I ended up sitting for the second half of the show so I could watch it better, I had the speakers behind me, and whenever the person walked in front of me, the spotlight. That's probably why my face is a little red tonight. I have a suntan from...
from the spotlight, yeah.
From that spotlight.
They get into that stuff.
It was...
We've been trying for years to get them to raise it so that it comes down at an angle on them instead of straight in their face. Because Mr. Prado, as he was getting ready to step up...
The new emperor?
Well, he wasn't then.
Okay.
Okay. He was doing his number before his step up.
Okay.
And he literally walked down the steps, off the stage, all the way down the runway, to the spotlight and went... And they turned it off so he could walk back up. Because he was blind.
Yeah.
You get there on that stage and you're like... It's only 4 feet deep and you've got... A foot of junk behind it makes decorations.
What they at least did is
they walked off of it.
They turned it from white to pink.
Yeah, they turned it pink.
Of course.
So, well, no.
Then they went to blue.
Because it was a cooler shade. It was a cooler light.
Well, he's very much into pink.
Yes.
Yeah,
he and I have a competition going.
Who's got more pink clothes?
Yeah. He wins.
But,
Actually, I have more quantity. He's got the fancier stuff.
He shops at Disney stores.
Yeah.
But no, he was, and like I said, when
he must really be loving Victoria's Secret's pink sale.
Oh, yeah.
But I don't want to go there.
Oh, yeah.
But no, I mean, with all the different outfits, and then, you know, there was an intermission, and everybody ran upstairs and changed.
That's only 32 minutes this year. It's short.
32 minutes? Supposed to be 15.
Oh, yeah?
Okay.
But no, it was an interesting thing to watch. I'd participated in one for Eresus, but theirs was on Saturday night, so I had to leave to come here.
Yeah.
So I didn't see the full.
Ah.
But you know, with Eresus, there was more out of town guests, so I got to hear all those litany of how many names can we cram into?
Oh yeah, they do go on.
Well, you should talk. You got 2/3 of a page.
Yeah,
for your
but that
titles.
Doesn't make the 2 1/4 somebody else gets.
When did you see that?
It was one of the programs.
I
was at the ball.
Oh, they still had they. Yeah,
they had the little program book.
Okay.
So they had your 2/3 of a page. And,
yeah, yeah, I do have a lot.
Judy's half page.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I'll never be the man he is.
Well, I think they're adding Mistress of the Couch. to your title.
If Mark Cohen or Dennis have anything
to say. And, you know, and other awards are given. Mark Cohen got...
One of them.
My God.
That was the Barry Petrie?
Barry Petrie, okay. Community Commitment Award. That's a big one.
Marion Coleman was inducted into the Hall of Fame.
Yes, that was...
And...
I was very happy to hear that.
You brought a whole table of people?
Yes, you brought a whole table of people and had a nice speech. And
some Hispanic lesbian won the Citizen for
Christina
Life.
Christina Martinez. Yes. She's
that's how they introduced her as.
Yeah, that's how Sean introduced her.
What? Yeah, she's the owner of, co-owner of the Rainbow Pages.
That's how it was.
And a new GCAM board member.
And she is a new GCAM Board of Governors member. Yes.
And Judy had to speak.
Judy had to speak, but she wasn't expecting to speak. She wasn't expecting to be in the ball at all, and she was up there three times.
And she had to hold a little bag.
Yes.
Four
times I had to hold a rose bag.
Okay.
Oh, well.
I even filled in for you, Jimmy. I escorted her up one time.
Well, that's nice. That's nice.
Of course, he had to chase my bag all the way across the room to bring me a dollar so I could do it.
Oh, well.
I was chasing across there the whole time because, you know, the other bad part about the table is, you know, between where I was sitting where the bar was the Emperor and Empress. Mm-hmm. So it's like difficult crossing in front of them during a number, you know.
Well, I want to give congratulations to Christopher Prado, the new Emperor, Apollo Emperor of ICOH, and Regina Dane, who is Gemini Empress.
Regent. I think you have to say Regent first.
Regent, okay.
Regent Gemini Empress.
Okay.
Just Regent Empress.
Yes.
Regent Empress.
Regent Empress. She doesn't get a Gemini?
I thought I heard you say Gemini.
Well, she is a Gemini.
Well, the DJ made several errors last night. He introduced half the board twice at one point. You know, there was someone who was standing here. You know.
Okay.
But, no.
I don't get all those titles right.
I don't get them right, and I was in the organization for 5 years. So, you know. So congratulations to all. I got wonderful reports of an exciting and surprising evening. But we do have some other things going on. I wanted to talk about the music that we heard at the beginning of the show.
Why?
Just cause.
Who did it?
I don't know. I just
reached stop.
I just reached in your box and grabbed.
Well, how nice of you. Now tell me what you grabbed.
If you don't know, we got problems.
Well, Jimmy wouldn't know anyway.
That's true.
It's hard to tell.
That sounds like
anymore.
The red hanky joke that we were making over at EJ's earlier tonight.
No.
Rose was making the joke. Someone had a red hanky in his left pocket, and Rose was commenting about it. And she stood up and she started waving her her left hand, going, "Hi, hello, hi, honey, I'm home."
Oh boy, we've got our old Rose back.
Thank you.
Yes, Rose stepped down as Empress. So. She had a great year.
First one was Houston Bernard.
Was that him?
Yeah.
Oh.
Swallow Your Pride.
Yes, I liked that.
I figured a little swallowing would have been interesting.
I live to swallow.
You know, if we just go by titles.
Yes.
We should take Swallow Your Pride and follow it by Let It Blow.
Hmm.
Or we could just say
Jimmy's favorite terms.
That sounds like a double feature.
Yes. Science fiction.
And
there's no science fiction in your life, Jimmy.
No, he's trying to make a Rocky Horror joke. And he only succeeded in doing the horror part.
Oh, well, hey.
Or was it Rocky?
Rocky Horror was last night.
No, that's...
Yes, that was... Yes.
Oh, no, Rocky was before the show. I'm sorry.
And I don't know what the hell I played from them first.
Who was it?
Josh Duffy.
Oh, okay.
I pulled the CD before I could see what I played.
Okay.
I think I played What If Life.
I think you did, because it was Peppy.
DeMarco.
It was Peppy, yeah.
Peppy.
It's the only Peppy one on there, really. And speaking of music, I want to mention that the third weekend of December, the third Saturday, Tim T. West is going to be here. He is the founder of Deep Dick Collective, one of the first homo hop groups around. And he's done a lot of other things in his life. It's going to be an interesting interview. J.D. Doyle will be here to help us out with that. And other things going on in the community. Today, Sunday, it's a drag sale. Bill Patterson and Rod Mest have generously donated all of their drag to sell and raise money for charity. This will be one day only at the Brazos River Bottom, Sunday, November the 23rd, starting at 1 p.m. till 6 p.m. There will be clothing, ranges of sizes, bags, shoes, jewelry, and wigs. Just about everything you need. Boys, here's a good chance to get some stuff for those turnabout shows. He will also be expecting more donations of any kind. And since it's at the BRB on Sunday, they will already have their famous hot dogs and Frito pie. Woo-wee! Boy, no kidding. And Fart City. I will also be bringing some more food to add to this for everyone who is there. If you would like to bring something, please feel free.
Pepto-Bismol.
Or freely. David will be there to serve you drinks. All monies raised will go to ERISA's RAIN 24 beneficiaries, Legacy Community Health Services, and Assist HERS. When this event is done, please stay for the show hosted by ERISA's candidate for Emperor and Empress 25. Candidate number one, J.P. Gill. Candidate number two, Marsha Mink and Gill. And candidate number three, Falcon, starting at 8 o'clock. And that came from Sir Matt Gill, Grand Duke 24 of ERISA's. And that's exactly what this is. That show, 8 p.m. tonight, is 25 years of ERISA's history, hosted by all the candidates. 8 o'clock at the BRB, located at 2400 Brazos. Then going into December, the Illuminations Project is a dance, music, and comedy showcase that is scheduled on December 6th. That's near World AIDS Day and celebrating World AIDS Day. This year's show is at the Hobby Center's Zilka Hall, and tickets are $25 and $35. The Hobby Center donates the facility and staff, and the performers donate their time and energy to make a fantastic show for you. This year's show has some wonderful performers, and you can find them listed on the posters that are all over town. The beneficiaries are AIDS Foundation Houston, Montrose Counseling Center, and through ERISA's, we have Legacy Community Health Services and Assist HERS. This year's event is co-sponsored by the Empire of the Royal Sovereign and Imperial Court of the Single Star, Inc., a 501c3 charity that raises money for HIV/AIDS and breast cancer service providers. So any donations may be tax deductible. As you know, most AIDS patients on Social Security live near or below the poverty line. Most have a hard time finding good health care, and if it wasn't for agencies like our beneficiaries, they may not have lived this long. Since they don't have any extra cash, a show like this is usually out of their means. Since we have extra seats at this time, a show is planned to raise money to send AIDS clients to the show. The show is open to all performers and will be at EJ's Bar at 8 p.m. on November the 29th. We will purchase $35 seats for only $25 and donate them to the beneficiary's clients. Or you may go to dubcubed.thehobbycenter.org and use the promo code DONATIONS and purchase the tickets for a client yourself. If you can't make the show, the show on the 29th, or the Illuminations Project itself, buy a ticket for someone who can't buy a ticket for themselves. Yes. If you should have any questions, please contact us at illuminationsproject@yahoo.com. Now, something new, which I think is kind of clever, and probably end up being a little controversial. December the 10th, 2008 is a project of Fight the Hate in response to Proposition 8 in California. And they're calling it Call-In Gay Day. Day without a gay. Just call in gay to work. Sorry, can't come to work today. I'm gay. In support of those folks against Proposition 8 in California. It's kind of clever.
Yeah, we're going to talk about it later.
Okay.
Because I'm the one who posted.
Okay.
It's just by pure coincidence.
Yes.
I happen to be off that day.
No kidding. Oh, that's funny. I do want to make mention here tonight for After Hours Quickie. We've got GCAM. Judy was here. You heard her earlier. And it is Transgender Night. I don't know if those folks are here yet. But transgender activist who's been around for a while and been on this show many times, Brandy Williams, who serves on the Transgender Unity Committee Board of Directors. Her mother died this week. So viewing is Monday evening, 4 to 8, the 24th, in the main chapel right off the feeder of Highway 59 at Lauder Road. This is just south of Beltway 8. Tuesday, the 25th, at 2 p.m., service is at the Center of Cemetery in the Chapel of the Chimes. This chapel is Celtic in looks and was originally in downtown Houston and was torn down and moved to Brookside in 1905. Wow. And it is a stone's throw from Mom's gravesite. Hugs, Brandy. So,
wasn't tonight the Transgender Night of Remembrance?
Yes, it was. Stanley's in town. I did not get to go. He had made other arrangements. That was being held at the Holocaust Museum. So, hopefully, the transgender folks will be here and tell us about that. You've got a couple of things over there.
I'm still trying to break into the CD.
Oh. Yes, well, you can't play any of it on the air.
I could play some. At least based off of the titles, there's two of them I can't play.
Yeah.
Wait a minute, hold on. I'm trying to remember one of those words that was on there. they're pleased to announce the December...
One of those words is Dennis Watson's favorite.
The second title?
The one that Jane Fonda said on the Today Show?
That would be the one.
Ah.
Mm-hmm.
But see, we don't play that kind of music anymore. Yeah.
We played it? We used to?
Well, no, we used to play country music, but now we don't.
Oh, okay.
What?
Oh, she is so far from innocent.
I was going to leave that one alone.
Let's see, who is this? Oh, hold on, say it again.
What?
Hold on.
Living room.
There we go. Now, for the third time, let's try it because your mics are on.
I can't remember now. I'm senile, you know. Yes, it is. At least
Hold on. Breaking news.
On girl. I said, at least I wasn't chasing pussy around the living room tonight.
I was playing with Judy's cat.
Oh, yeah. Playing with Judy's pussy.
Her cat.
He was doing it, not me.
I love playing with her.
You like
cat.
Playing with her pussy. He likes to stroke it.
Yes, he
I
does.
Do. I do love to stroke
it's
her cat.
Very soothing, yes. Well,
loves when it purrs. Yeah. Anything that
not anything. I can be particular.
Thank God.
He says as he walks away from me gingerly.
I'm just sliding away there in case the lightning strikes.
That's why I was walking away.
Jimmy,
I thought lightning was going to hit back here.
That's one of the reasons.
Wow. Let's see, the usual meters are working fine. The BS meter went off the scale.
Oh. Poor me.
There's nothing more about you, Jimmy.
That's right, I am high maintenance.
Yes, you are.
Once again, breaking news.
Boy, we're just full of it tonight.
Why, your eyes are brown.
Who the hell is this from?
I don't know. What is it?
Houston Pub...
Oh, the public library.
Yeah.
Take two.
Public Library. The December program titled Montrose, Field Studies of a Neighborhood, will take place at the Freed Montrose Library located at 4100 Montrose on Saturday, December 13th from noon to 1:30. Three graduate students from the Anthropology Department of Rice University will be presenting their work on the Montrose neighborhood with topics of the local market and African arts, African art objects, the Neartown Association, and Texas Gay Rodeo Association.
Good Lord, I know I'm old, but I don't need an anthropologist talking about me.
Oh, I don't know.
Well, you were around when the dinosaurs were.
As now we study
the Cro-Magnon. For more information, contact Professor Rydell at 832-729-3765, or you can check out the library at HoustonTX.gov.
Yeah.
Dalton DeHart, Kelly McCon, Julie Every, and A's Foundation Houston, and Jimmy Carper all have one thing in common. They relied on someone like you to nominate them for Grand Marshal. Grand Marshal positions are among the highest honor bestowed by the Houston's GLBT community. Nominations are selected based on their commitment and contributions to the community. To nominate an individual organization, complete and submit the Grand Marshal nomination form by January 9th. The categories include Grand Male Marshal, Female Grand Marshal, Honorary Grand Marshal, Breeder, and Grand Marshal Organization. Nomination will be reviewed by a committee of former Grand Marshals, and candidates will be announced on January 16th. For more information, you can go to pridehouston.org.
Yes, and then after the nominations are complete, it goes to a vote for the entire community to vote on the Grand Marshals. And that will be happening in January. But usually these things come up kind of quickly because nobody talks about it until after Christmas, and the nominations have to be in by the 9th. Could I scratch that for you? Look kind of itchy. I'm sorry.
Girl in the room.
Oh, sorry. So I thought I would start talking about it early to get people thinking about who they would like to nominate or who they think is deserving of the Grand Marshal title for next year's Pride Parade.
I say nominate me.
And Chris is yawning.
I'm tired. I'm sorry. I was reading stuff about corals.
Corals.
Corral.
Actually, it is
coral. Oh, is it? Yes, it's so. Choral music. The people who do it are corals.
No, they're choral singers.
Yes.
But the group as itself
is a choral. There's an H in it. We're not talking about those little marindot.
It's called a choir.
Or corral.
I was in one for many, many years.
Really?
Yes.
You can sing?
Very much so.
Who knew?
Me.
Did you ask?
I'm on tape, too.
Wow.
I've had a professionally recorded tape at home.
And why don't I have it?
Because you didn't ask for it.
May I have it?
I'll make a copy for you.
Actually, the listeners are only getting half a conversation out there.
Oh.
They're the lucky ones.
Yeah. Bite me?
Hi, honey.
I never
great.
Bite.
Slide over.
Oh, okay.
I miss, are you? Mm-hmm. Sure you
the can. Gay Men's Chorus of Houston,
which I almost joined.
Mm-hmm.
The Gay Men's Chorus. Holiday Roller Coaster Ride on Tuesday, December 16th, 2008 at 7:30 at Jones Hall. Seatbelts, please. Winter Song will feature some of your favorite holiday tunes and festive camp you've come to expect. GMCH kicks off our 30th anniversary with BCPA's... the hell is this acronym?
Bayou City Performing Arts.
Yeah. They start doing acronyms in here. It confuses me. Yeah. Choral Composition. First major, Choral. C-H-O-R-A-L. Choral. That's the only tongue you're getting tonight.
He knows.
It probably wasn't the last one he had.
Well, you're going to have to wake up Stanley for that.
On the contrary.
Oh, that's right. Judy's pussy will be glad to lick you.
Stop it.
Well, you're the one who keeps slathering yourself with the star kissed.
I thought it was the cream.
I do love the cream.
Little albacore behind the ear. They promise a...
I thought it was the half and half.
I was waiting for someone to call. I was expecting the yellow light to go off.
Yes, it should.
The Promise, A Christmas Miracle by Robert Seeley. Winter Song will include traditional Christmas carols and crowd pleasers like Deck the Halls, Silver Bells, and the return of the Silent Monks in the Hallelujah Chorus. This concert will also feature cameo performances by BCWC and the Bayou City Choral, men and women. On the 6th and the 9th of December, the Bayou City Women's Chorus will be doing A Wish for the World. They're jumpstarting the 30th anniversary with a holiday program centered on angels and spiritual forces of healing and peace for the planet, including Wish Book by Chris Williamson, I'll Be Home for Christmas, and An Angel Gets His Wings from the film It's a Wonderful Life. The second half adds spice and style to your holiday celebration with traditional and secular tunes, including Sleigh Ride, Boogie Woogie Santa, and A Holiday Celebration at Christmas on Broadway.
Ooh. So how come you didn't join? How come you didn't join?
How come I... Because my work schedules didn't permit.
Oh, yeah, because it's...
Especially when I started working for who I work for now.
Okay.
I really didn't have time. Though, probably if I looked and checked out their rehearsal schedule and all that, I probably would have time now.
You might. But, you know, especially towards a performance, there's heavy rehearsals.
Oh, yeah. Oh, well, believe me. When I lived in South Florida, I was in the Gay Men's Chorus of South Florida.
Really?
Yes, I was. The oldest gay men's chorus in Florida.
Wow.
Which I think is actually the second oldest one in the United States. The first oldest being the San Francisco Gay Men's Chorus.
Yes. Yes, it is. And Houston is pretty old, too. Yeah. It's up there, like second, third, or fourth.
Something like
30 years.
Yeah, they've been around a while.
Yeah.
But San Francisco's been around a lot longer.
Mm-hmm. And New York.
Yeah.
I think we're finished now.
Oh, I'm sorry.
It's kind of a expelling.
Little mini interview here.
Yeah, he was expelling.
Dinner isn't agreeing with
him. Okay.
Yeah, like I said, he was expelling.
Oh. Wow.
Expelling.
Sing along with the Judy...
Sing along with who?
I don't know. The Judy Garland Christmas Special.
Ooh.
Returned in 1963 when CBS first aired this ultra-campy black-and-white television special featuring Judy at her Judiest.
I beg your pardon.
Whose ass is ringing?
It's out there.
It's not me.
It's all the way out there?
It's all the way out there, sir.
Oh.
Damn.
With Nancy Ford. Additional holiday music provided by the Houston Pride Band Jazz Ensemble. At the In-N-Out, 57th, take 2, 1537 North Shepherd, on Sunday.
Sunday.
December 7th at 6 p.m. Doors open at 5, suggested donation is $20. There'll be light horse ovaries and a holiday raffle. Presented by Kindred Spirits Celebrations, a benefiting sisters, Bearing Support Network, Houston Buyers Club, Lesbian Health Initiative. Tickets can be found at kindredspiritshouston.com.
Yeah.
Proudly sponsored by Outsmart Magazine.
They're lighting horse what?
Horse ovaries.
Horse ovaries.
I'm not going there.
Well, you know.
I'm leaving that well enough alone? No.
Some people call them hors d'oeuvres.
I thought that was horse d'oeuvres.
Oh, okay.
No.
But I can't figure out why they'd want to collect the stuff coming to the
back. I don't know either.
And finally.
Yes.
Because, you know, something else here, and then, you know, I'm pretty sure she knows a thing or two about this.
Yeah, I'll take that in with
you. Yeah, good.
Okay.
De La Soul Productions presents A Country Christmas, hosted by Miss Southern Comfort, with special guest Mr. TRGA 2009, Eddie Taylor.
TGRA.
That's what I said. I didn't? What did I say?
TRGA.
Yes, you did.
This really gets angry.
This is Texas Gay Rodeo Association.
This really gets awful.
I told you I'm having trouble with acronyms today.
Well, don't acronym it.
Yeah, please.
Whoever. Eddie Taylor's going to be there, whatever the hell title he's got. He's wearing
Eddie who?
Eddie Taylor. He's been around a long time. He sings.
That'll be on Sunday.
Sunday.
December 7th at the BRB. Another damn acronym. At 7:30.
At least he couldn't.
Damn, there's a lot going on December 7th.
Well, it is a day of infamy.
Yes, it is.
In more ways than one.
I was waiting for someone to at least get the joke.
I got it.
Well, you were there, so.
Yes.
What?
We're lucky.
Can we get ourselves kicked off the air for another 4 weeks?
It's
trying. Hey, I got a CD here that'll do it.
I believe it.
Tables are $75. RSVP called Gary Smith at Daedalus@gmail.com. Benefiting a Texas tradition, the TGRA 2009 Fall
very
Rodeo.
Good, very good.
He got it that time.
Please be on the lookout for a few events they've planned for all their fundraising for the next 2 months until coronation on the 17th. These are all Eresa stuff. 21st with the Winter Mink Fest. 22nd through the 29th, 8 Whiny and Diney
Winter
Nights.
Winter Mink Fest?
Winter Mink Fest.
Wow. Do I get one?
Yeah, that's something that Marsha Mink's doing.
Oh, okay.
Yes.
I was wondering if I get a mink.
Context.
Yeah, it's truly big. Okay. This email is from
a
parent to the throne. The Chartreuse and Platinum took a look as Kelvin Yenta number one. Slow down, girl. You are gonna hit a wall. Say it twice.
That's
say it three times if you're nasty. Marsha. Mink and Gil, candidate for Empress 25.
That's her. That's our Marsha.
Hey, Chris, can you do that again?
No. Surprised I got it through the first time. So 21st, December 21st, the Winter Mink Fest, 22nd through the 29th, 8 Whiny and Dining Nights, January 3rd, Hats and High Hair. Courage everyone to come out and vote between the 5th and the 11th, and the 10th.
Mm-hmm.
This is all for the Empire of the Royal Sovereign Imperial Court of the Single Star Inc., Houston, Galveston, USA, North America, Western Continent,
there
Western
you
Hemisphere.
Go.
You can find them on the web at just spell it.
I see.
It's another one of those damn acronyms. Whatever the acronyms for Empire of the Royal Sovereign Imperial Court of the Single Star.
Inc. Yes. And each candidate will be a guest on After Hours to talk about what they want to do with the organization between now and voting. It will be we will get the schedule from the folks over at Eresa's. So, they'll be here.
That was your heads up, Chris. Hello.
Hello. Okay.
We have dead air.
Yes, we do. Was that it?
Yeah, I'm done.
You certainly
He's
are.
He's so done.
But Judy is here.
In it.
Because this is an After Hours quickie that's turning into an After Hours longie.
Yeah, it is, especially for an old bitch.
We don't have any transgenders in the house, do we?
No, unfortunately.
We do not.
Well, we can't change that.
Okay. Well, I don't qualify there. So.
No.
That was a bad one. Really bad, Chris.
Yeah. You're the only one who caught it.
Well, hello. Well,
unfortunately, I won't ever catch it.
If I'm here much longer, I'm going to have coffee.
I need coffee right now, as a matter of fact.
What are you looking at me for?
Extra sugar, a little coffee, mate. Love you. Clean cup.
Love you, mean it.
Clean cup.
Now you're asking for much.
You're asking for
I trust Robert.
This is KPFT.
No, I trust Robert.
Clean cup.
It's okay.
Nurse
he loves
Robert
me.
Will take care
Nurse
of
Nurse Robert will take care of you.
Judy is here representing GCAM. Gulf Coast
and
Archive,
sugar, yeah.
Gulf Coast Archive Calories. And Museum of Gay, Lesbian, Bisexual, Transgender History, Inc.
Yes, hello.
Hello, how are you doing? You are the curator of GCAM.
I are the curator.
You used to be the chair.
I used to be the chair.
But you ain't no mo.
Thank you, Jesus.
Well,
well no, it
you
was
served
time.
Two terms,
I was
you know?
Time, yes, it was right. time to step down.
There you go.
I did not do it begrudgingly, and I certainly love our new chair.
Oh.
In fact, I love our entire board.
We have a great board.
We have a new board. We have a new partial board of governors.
Mm-hmm.
And a new space to be around and be in.
And it, okay.
And we're so busy, we're just running around.
We are.
We just,
are.
You know, I catch myself sometimes.
So who is the board?
Who is the board? Craig Farrell is our new chairman of the board.
Mm-hmm.
And Tim Bratcher remains the vice chair for another year.
Mm-hmm.
What's that word I'm looking for? Rotate.
Rotate, yes.
And Mark Valadez is our new secretary.
Mm-hmm.
And you are still the treasurer for another year.
Yeah.
Okay. So we've added a couple of Board of Governors members. The most recently was Christina Martinez.
Yes.
Who is the co-owner of Rainbow Pages.
Mm-hmm.
We're very happy to have her on board. So we're doing more and more stuff.
Yeah. Have a office now.
Yes, and on November 13th, we opened our exhibit officially.
Mm-hmm.
Following the Secrets Out dinner, annual fundraising dinner at the Montrose Counseling Center, as soon as people were finished with the dinner and the the big party room, then they came out and we passed out little programs and they could follow the exhibits themselves, and we were there for questions and so on.
Mm-hmm.
We have, I think it's 128 items up on the walls.
Oh, is it that many?
Yes.
Wow.
Yes.
I knew it was over 100.
Yes. Well, I counted because that's my job as curator.
Yes, it is.
Yes, it is. that will be rotating to some degree.
Mm-hmm.
We're not going to pull it all down and put up all new walls,
but it'll be
rotating slowly but surely.
And actually, there are a couple of walls that we
have. Yeah, we still have some blank walls intentionally. Yeah. We didn't want to, you know, overpower the whole place the first time around. And we have one wall reserved. We're going to ask Ed Crane to build a two-door display case for us.
Ooh.
And we're trying to collect funds for that case at this time. Ed donates his time. He's a wonderful...
he's a builder, carpenter, engineer.
Yes, and I love engineers right now.
He has his own business, as a matter of fact.
But we have to purchase the materials for said cabinet, so whatever we earn the money for is what we'll get, and we want it to be nice. And that'll have a rotating thing in it to kind of keep up with what's going on in the community. Mm-hmm. It'll change weekly, monthly, whatever's necessary.
Ed's a real sweetheart because he devised a method of hanging the Lady Victoria Lust case.
Yes.
Which
and
is...
it looks fabulous.
Which is like 4 by 8 feet.
Yes.
And weighs in excess of 100, 150 pounds.
Yes.
So, and it's hanging on the wall.
Yes, and I'm very, very excited about that. It looks wonderful.
It does.
It's very professional.
It does.
And I'm hoping to get...
something similar.
Something similar to that. And get Don Gill and some of the crew members over to see the way it's hanging now.
Yes.
And I think they'll be proud of it, too, since they were the ones who helped donate all of that stuff. And so it's very exciting. You have to call for an appointment, or you can go to www.gcam.org, gcam.org, and you go to the section that says who we are, and you'll see all the email addresses and such.
And where is it located?
It's at 401 Brainerd Street.
Uh-huh.
It's in the Montrose Counseling Center building on the first floor of the GLBT Cultural Center.
Right. And that floor is not accessible most times. If they're having meetings there, you can get access to the first floor.
You can, but you need to know they're having a meeting there, and someone may ask you what you're doing there if you're not in the meeting.
Yeah.
It's best to call and get a tour of the place.
Sure.
And we're happy to do that. In fact, we're not 8-to-5ers here. We have access to the building 24/7.
That's right.
And so that's really not a problem because you, and for the moment I, live so close to it.
Yes.
We're frequently available. And I know that when we were over in West Main, we actually gave a couple of... had a couple of groups over.
Oh, have the groups have their monthly meetings.
Yes, we had some that had their monthly meetings. But we also gave, you know, tours of the museum on West Main after hours.
Oh,
so
yes.
It's like we did 4, 5, 6 o'clock in the morning.
Oh, we did,
so
yes.
I'll do anything before I go to bed. Once I go to bed,
that's it.
I want my sleep. So I don't do 8 a.m.
What bed? It's a couch.
Yeah, I forgot about
it
that.
It folds out.
Thank
it's
you.
A lovely bed.
But the pussy loves it. And I do, too. But anyway... moving right along. And that was on November 13th.
Yes.
On December 16th, we had our second annual Opening Eartha's Closet show over at EJ's on the patio.
November 16th?
Uh-huh.
Okay.
And we have just a couple little thank yous I'd like to run through real quickly here. Kimberly O'Neill of Eresus.
Mm-hmm.
Empress of Eresus and Melissa Flores were our MCs for the day. And we were visited and entertained by wonderful people like Ginger Vitus and Jenny LaRue.
Oh, yeah.
And Abby Normal, who is always so wonderful.
Yeah.
Marsha Mink and Gil.
Yes.
Amanda Huggenkiss, who came all the way from San Antonio just to get on that stage
and
for us.
And she did two wonderful numbers.
She really did, yes. Carlos Rivera, who is the current daddy of Montrose.
Carlos, yes.
I believe, yes.
Ooh, Poppy.
And, yes. And Kuma, who is with Genderman.
I know, and I felt so bad because we
his
had...
His first number. Oh, bless you, my child.
Sweet Ed over at EJ's. He bought this really cheap.
He bought equipment and didn't really ask for any advice.
He said to me, he said, oh, I just bought a cheapie. And the thing...
Who knew he was right?
I know. it doesn't read MP3s,
yes.
And that's what Kuma brought.
I had
brought.
A couple of problems.
Yeah, yeah. And
but
Kuma
that's okay. He got
else.
To do one number. Fallian came.
Yes.
She was not able to do
that's
the
right.
only number she came, but
yeah.
my goodness, that girl was dressed to the nines
she
and
was.
Stayed for the duration in spite of the fact that she could not
that was sweet.
Perform. Falcon was there, another mm-hmm. candidate. Genitalia was there.
Mm-hmm.
Craig, our fearless leader, Farrell.
Yes.
And Mark Belladez. Both performed as well. And we had two or three people, Stephen Bunch and Joe Collier and Marsha Mink and Gil, also brought clothes for the closet.
Yes.
So they made donations other than the dollars.
Yes.
So that was really exciting. So, theaters.
And the closet is?
The closet is a. Why can't you talk? You just keep asking questions. No, the closet is.
That's what...
He's pretending to be an interviewer.
Oh, okay.
See,
thank you very much. I'm so confused.
I'm not part of GCAM for... right. I don't have on the GCAM hat right now.
Oh, I should have looked more carefully.
Yeah,
okay.
I have the KPFT
oh, well,
hat
usually
on.
You help me out here. But anyway, the closet is... It's actually a lending closet for people who don't do drag very often mm-hmm. or, you know, do turnabout once a year or aren't real sure they want to get into drag, but they want to give it a shot.
Or they're going to a party.
Or they're going to a party
and
can't find anything.
Or they're a drag
anything.
Queen and everybody's seen everything they have in their closet.
Not everybody's seen that. Ain't no mountain high enough dress. So.
Ooh.
Anyway, they can come to us and we can dress them from head to toe. We have shoes, mm-hmm. wigs, jewelry. Some undergarments, but not as many as we'd like to have, and clothes of all types, from costumes to formal gowns.
Yeah.
And they borrow these things from us, and we do not charge them for it. We do ask that they return them clean
mm-hmm.
and the wigs in as good a condition as possible. We know that wigs eventually need to be redone,
right.
but, you know, you can still take care of a wig and have it in good condition.
Especially when you have a truck driver wearing it.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So, but they can borrow them from us for a specified amount of time, and wear them out.
Mm-hmm.
Or wear them in public.
Or wherever they
don't
want.
Don't wear them out. We don't want to wear them out. We want them to come back so we can borrow them again.
Wear them wherever they're going.
That's right. The closet will eventually, it's partially there now, but it'll eventually be housed at our office at the Cultural Center.
Mm-hmm.
So, that's exciting.
That is very exciting.
Yeah. So, one other little thing, and you get to talk about that.
Right. Now's the time to think about those tax write-offs.
Yeah, because I need some coffee.
And
some
if you're looking for a great deduction, you can make a contribution to GCAM, and we'll send you a letter, which you can use on your taxes, as a 100% charitable deduction.
They need to write that check before December 31st.
Or, you know, go to the website, gcam.org.
Yeah.
And there's PayPal. There's a program going on that I know you want to talk about.
$40 program.
Yeah.
That's right. We are doing a program right now to get people to donate $40 a month on PayPal, which will sustain our space in
mm-hmm.
the Cultural Center, as well as enable us to do some little things. We have some leather that really needs to be cleaned up. Stephen Bunch has done a little bit for us.
Yes.
And we need frames. Now that we've got 4,000 square feet of wall space to cover, we need frames desperately. And this is all going to go to the Cultural Center exhibit.
That's
this
right.
is not for...
Because we've got posters, but no frames.
That's right. We have artwork with no frames.
Well, everything needs to be protected.
Yes.
Because it is out in the open.
You go to PayPal. You go to www.gcam.org. Go to our PayPal page, and there's a little thing you can click on and do either a one-time or a sustaining.
Yeah.
If you sustain your thing so that you're paying it every month, then you are automatically a member of the organization.
You bet.
And you don't have to pay dues in January.
It just automatically deducts an amount
that's right.
of your choice.
Out of your bank account or on your credit card,
mm-hmm.
whichever way you set it up.
Yeah.
You set it up entirely. We know nothing about it until I get the little notice that says, cuckoo, paid you.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah.
This little bird thing comes out. So it's wonderful.
It is great.
But we can also do these tax write-offs for people.
That's right.
You know?
If you, yeah.
And we write the letter and the Uncle Sam takes it and it's... Great.
That is
helps you and helps us, too.
Okay.
So, one other little thing I want to talk about real quick.
Sure.
Is I'm directing a play over at Theater Suburbia right now.
Speaking of Theater Suburbia, I did want you to talk about that, so why don't you change your hat?
I didn't bring the other one.
Oh.
But I can do it
Her
anyway.
Pussy's wearing the other hat.
The pussy's wearing it, yes. Jimmy's pussy. That's even worse than mine. Anyway, right now, Theater Suburbia is running a nice family gathering, which we saw last weekend. Now,
oh, that's the name of the play.
That's the name of the play.
A Nice Family Gathering. Yes, we did see that last weekend.
Yes, total work of fiction.
Now, the thing about this, it truly is.
But it was good.
The thing about this is when they came here, they were talking about the fact that this is a Thanksgiving 10 months after Dad dies, and Up Jump the Devil, Dad in ghost form, is in the play.
Mm-hmm.
What they didn't tell us is that wasn't the surprise in the play, was it, Jimmy?
No, it wasn't the
surprise. So you really need to go see this play.
It's very GLBT friendly. Oh, my God.
Yeah.
That just jumped up out of nowhere.
It never, ever gave a clue while they were here. It was really wonderful.
But it's
going to be running through the 29th of November, so it only has one more weekend to run.
Okay.
They have a Sunday matinee, and today or tomorrow, whatever, however you want to say that.
It is
at 3 o'clock.
Later today. 3 o'clock.
At 3 o'clock. And you can call 713-682-3525 to make a reservation. And I do recommend that especially for tomorrow.
And if you tell them that you heard it on After Hours, you can get two tickets for the price of one.
That's right.
And they're not that expensive to begin with. So it's a funny, funny play. It is worth your time to go see.
Oh, it
you
is.
Will be entertained.
Yes. And if they go on closing night, then after the play, there's a closing night party with the cast and everybody, the crew, all of that. You know, munchies, champagne, the whole nine yards.
How nice.
So they might want to go and do that, too.
In their brand new location.
In their brand new location, which is, I've got it written down here, believe it or not. I have to find these things. I do. 4106 Way Out West Drive.
Mm-hmm.
It's Houston 77092. Actually, it's on the same, almost on the same street. Yeah. You go down West 43rd to where their old location was, and you keep going towards Hempstead.
Another 3 or 4 miles.
Give or take.
Yeah. Then 43rd eventually dead ends into Hempstead.
Uh-huh.
And way out west is
Highway. Hempstead Highway.
Highway. Yes, Hempstead Highway, not the city.
Okay.
Yeah.
Scare people.
No watermelon, just, yes.
No. And the way out west is like a block.
One block before you get to it.
Before you get there. Yeah.
Yes. So it's really in a strip center. You drive down the street and it looks like you're driving into hell.
Yeah.
You know, and all of a sudden you make this curve and here's
it's like a business plaza, I think
it's
is
like
what
a
they call them. You know, it's a strip center with businesses rather than...
Yes.
And Stop and Rob's.
But whatever it is, it's available. It's ours now. After 45 years in the other location, we had to move rather abruptly.
Oh, yes.
And we are very happy there. It's a smaller space, slightly smaller. But the arena, the actual seating, is still 100 seats. But it's
a little bit bigger. The stage is a little bit bigger.
4 feet longer, 1 foot wider. Hello, I'm trying to build a set as we speak.
Hey, you
but
know.
These things.
Size queen.
Yes, I
know.
I am.
What can I say?
Mm-hmm.
What can I say?
Where's the drama?
Anyway.
Where's the drama?
So, but I'm directing the next play.
You are?
Yes. And this play closes next weekend.
Uh-huh.
And on January something or other.
Because they're kind of closed for December.
Yeah. We usually have we have 3 weeks between any play.
Okay.
So when one closes, we have 3 weeks to get the place ready for the next play.
Oh, okay, because you have to build a set.
Yeah, we have to build a set. We have to learn lines. We have to get costumes.
Oh, yeah,
lines. Lines, yes.
Everything that goes into production.
Yeah. Yes, and then some. But actually, this time we do have 4 weeks because on December 6th, on Saturday night, is the Phony Awards, which is the big Christmas party that Theater Suburbia does.
Yeah.
And that is hilariously funny. Go in, you're wined, you're dined, you eat champagne again. Here
it
we go
is
again.
Wonderful. It
and
is
then you
a
sit
whole
down
lot
in
of
the
fun.
Arena, and what they do is they do little funny skits on each play that had taken place the year before.
Yes.
And it's really hilarious. And you will win wonderful Phony Awards if you are the chosen one for any of these.
Yes.
And trust me, I have 3 Phony Awards at home. It's
lots of gold and glitter.
Yes, yes.
Uh-huh.
Yes.
Yes.
Toilet paper rolls.
Yeah, all
pecan,
kinds of
you know,
bizarre
crunchers.
Things that are spray painted gold and heavily glittered.
I never figured one of mine out. It has a pacifier and a corkscrew on it. I thought, and that was for direct.
One for each end?
I don't know. I got it for
no,
director that. I've kept it, but I've never quite figured it out. Someday I will. I always keep my funnies.
Mm-hmm.
But they do make a horrible mess on the carpet.
Yes,
so.
They do.
So, anyway, but Once again, I am directing the next play.
Oh, I think I've heard that.
Yeah, okay.
Directing?
Oh, yes, directing.
You can actually be direct?
Oh, you better believe it, honey. I can be so direct. Oh, me? No.
She is the biggest anal queen you have ever seen.
No.
Oh, James.
Yes. Oh, yes.
Oh, no. Go. Say it ain't so. Shatter my image of you.
Oh, yes.
Painted this image of Judy, you know, as
totally
the epitome of a Southern belle.
No, totally.
Quiet, demure, me?
What? Totally, totally detail-oriented is this woman.
Thank you. In my place.
Yes.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. So, if anybody knows what a 1930s cigarette lighter looked like, call me. Anyway, I'm trying to find all these.
Are you kidding? That's what Google's for.
Well, I've actually found a lot of stuff. I'm having difficulty with the cigarette lighter.
Do you just want a table lighter?
No, I want a hand lighter.
The Zippo?
Pocket. Yeah, but they weren't exactly like they are today. The top was different. The flip top that you open them was different.
How do you know this?
Trust me.
How are you looking at me for?
Experience.
I wasn't around then.
Experience.
That was back in the days when I smoked.
I wasn't smoking back in the 30s.
Uh-huh. You weren't alive back in the 30s either.
Thank you.
Meeting like this. Paul's here.
No matter.
I know. It's wonderful. How
hey,
are you?
Hey, Paul. How you doing?
How are you doing? Fine. We saw each other last night, too. It's a ICOH.
See, Jimmy, he's part of the reason that special photograph I said.
Yeah.
It's historical. I took a picture with Judy's camera. Of Paul sitting next to Dalton.
I saw that.
That almost never happens.
I know. It's fabulous.
Yes, not Dalton being halfway across the room.
We had the dueling photographers last night.
That's something that maybe should go on seaowl.net.
Brother Paul and the Nemesis together.
Yeah, yeah.
And like I said, that photo was taken from halfway across the room.
Yeah, it was.
Yeah, okay. Halfway across the room.
They both are a little owl-eyed by then, too. It's like,
yeah. Wait a minute. Did you say something about a telephoto lens?
No, children.
No. I got Judy's thingy to extend out.
If you want,
you leave my thingy alone.
Oh my goodness! If you want to see what the After Hours crew looks like, just go to seeowl.net, SEEOWL, and click on KPFT.
There you go.
Yeah,
and there we are.
Yeah,
in all our glory.
Yeah,
I'm the one in the pink.
Yeah,
no kidding. And your point is.
Pink.
Paul,
it's every color.
I'm talking about my new play at Theater Suburbia, but they won't let me.
We're being
all ears.
Oh, thank you. Hello, darling. Okay. The thing about... You know what that means in my... No, never mind.
You're listening to After Hours, Queer Radio with Attitude. I'm listening to sponsor commercial-free Pacifica Radio for the Gulf Coast. KPFT Houston, 90.1 FM, 89.5 Galveston, and always the World Wide Web at kpft.org. Now broadcasting on high-definition radio. If you want to find out what in the world that means, go to kpft.org, and maybe there's something about it there.
And send in your pledges, please.
Did he take a breath?
No.
And he almost said that in one breath.
I know.
Wow.
He's good.
It was good, though. I got three sips of coffee in.
Uh-huh.
Thank you.
I have heard that.
I am still single. I can't understand it.
Uh-huh.
I'm directing a play.
Are you now?
I just thought I'd mention it.
You've been directing a play for how long now? I keep hearing you talk about it and talk about it. I mean,
this
surgery in your hand again. You keep patting yourself on the back like that.
Is this another play? Or are we still talking about the first
one? We're still trying to talk about the first one.
Okay, it takes place in the 1930s,
Yes, it does. It takes place in the 1930s. Actually, it's a world premiere written by Nancy Kiefer, who has done three plays that I've directed so far.
Yeah, so,
No one has ever even seen this. In fact, until auditions, or about the week before auditions, nobody had seen the finished product.
Wow.
Nobody ever does see the finished product.
Well, the finished product on paper.
Okay.
Wow.
Nancy had it in rewrites for quite a while.
Damn, the ink wasn't even dry.
No, it wasn't. When she sent it to me, no, it wasn't. So
a draft and a redraft.
She had sent it to... I've even got corrections on one of my copies. I have autographed copies of all of her plays. She's so good to me. She lives in Ohio and teaches up there at one of the colleges. And she always comes down for the plays.
Ah.
So I'm really very excited about this one because it is a world premiere. It is an unpublished play.
Mm-hmm.
And we're hoping to get it published after this, and which, of course, means my cast and crew and I will be in the front of that book for lifelong.
Fabulous.
Viewing.
And so, because you'll be listed.
Yes, we'll be listed as
fabulous.
The first people who did the play.
Yeah. So what's the name of the play?
Dryope and Ioli.
I beg your pardon.
I knew you were going to say something like that. It's Dryope.
Yes.
And Iole. That's the names of two women.
Are these Greek people?
Yes. This is based on Greek mythology.
Ah.
Two sisters.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and with friends like them, who needs enemas?
Amen, sister. The FBI guy comes. He gives the enemas. No. Anyway.
Oh, it's that kind of play.
Yes. The most important thing about this play, though, other than the fact that it's Nancy and I'm doing it, is that we're doing a GCAM benefit performance.
Really?
Yes. On Thursday, January the 15th, we'll be doing a performance for GCAM.
Mm-hmm.
And what I love about Theater Suburbia is that they are a 501c3.
Yes.
They're a nonprofit, so when everything is volunteer, including the director. See, I work cheap, girl.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody knew that about me.
Yes.
But sad but true.
Cheapest date I know.
I know. But don't confuse that with easy, okay?
Okay.
Okay. So when we do this, you know, the actors sign up for stuff.
I see nothing. I hear nothing.
And they have to agree to do this benefit performance.
Yes.
I mean, if they didn't agree, it just simply wouldn't happen.
Okay.
They volunteer their time. The theater basically gives us a theater for the night. We get to do anything and everything pertaining to the play in the theater.
So GCAM...
And whoever...
GCAM just fills the seats.
GCAM fills the seats, and GCAM sells the tickets, GCAM takes in the money, and GCAM keeps the money. The theater never touches it.
Wow.
So that's really kind of wonderful because there's really not a place around that does that.
That's not the only thing the theater never touches.
Careful. Anyway, Thursday, January 15th.
Yes.
Put that on your calendars now.
Thursday. Rather than a Friday.
It's Thursday, yes, because Friday everybody's out doing stuff, and if we do them on Thursday, then we've got a better chance of getting a good audience in there. Meet someplace at a bar and run a caravan.
Because the theater doesn't usually have a performance on Thursday.
No, they do Friday, Saturdays, and some matinees on Sundays.
Okay.
But it's really very exciting. And then following that, and this is going to be a week apart, on the 15th mm-hmm. is the show, and on the 24th, which is a Saturday night,
mm-hmm.
we're going to have a cast party for the cast, crew, their other halves or boyfriends, whatever,
mm-hmm.
and the people who attend the show on the 15th can all come up to the Cultural Center where we're going to have the party.
Oh, and they can, GCAM is throwing this party.
Yeah, GCAM's throwing the cast party.
Oh.
Yes. So there'll be munchies, and the cast and crew can actually see what they, you know, have been, what they did this performance for, what it's all about.
Right.
Because none of them have ever been to the museum either. So that'd be kind of neat, too. I mean, it is a week apart, but we had to find a date that was convenient to everybody. So, I'm kind of excited about that, too. It'll be our first real party at the new place.
Always difficult to do.
Yeah.
Find a date that's convenient to everybody.
Exactly.
It's kind of a crapshoot, isn't it?
Always. So, this is inconvenient. No, never mind. You're looking questionable.
No, I'm setting up something for after.
The note?
You got a hot date?
The note.
For when you leave.
Uh-huh. Yeah. So, yeah, he's got a hot date.
The pussy will be jealous.
I can imagine.
Oh. Okay,
put the clothes away.
Well, moving right along. Okay. Mm-hmm. Actually, I think I'm done.
Okay.
Except that I want everybody to call and, you know, email me. Go to www.gcam.org.
Number pick up tickets.
One,
yes.
For the curator. Number one, get tickets. Number two, make an appointment to come see the museum or plan to come to the party on the 24th of January.
Yes.
So, very excited. And don't forget those tax write-offs.
That's right.
I guess I'm done.
Okay, Chris, can we have some music, please? Chris, please.
You better do something, I'll sing.
Oh, my God.
I think he's timed.
He found something.
Chris is turning purple.
Decided to do time warp, you know.
Let's do the time. Oh, we did that last night. Never mind.
We did it last night.
It was from goth to grandeur.
Yes.
The ball last night.
What?
It was from goth to grandeur.
I was saying, may we have some music, please?
Hold on.
May we have some music, please?
And why are you wearing two sets of headphones?
Because he was listening to Nancy stuff
on the internet.
Only one set's working.
Oh.
I've got one set plugged in here, one set plugged in here.
Oh, and so
one
set, you weren't laughing at
I don't
want to
know
that.
Where the other set's plugged
in. You weren't laughing at us. You were laughing at whatever you were listening to.
He's decided that he's going to play with his toys on the air.
I have found...
Here, I thought I said something funny.
No.
Ew.
I have... We're going to be playing this here in a little bit, I think.
I found
another song that qualifies as Jimmy's theme.
Okay.
Oh, my God.
So I'm going to play it safe now. We'll go to something else. And then next song is probably going to be a Jimmy's theme song. Okay.
A Jimmy theme song.
So you guys want music now? So
yes, please.
Leah Delaria.
Delaria.
Beep, 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 beep
Scandell.
Scandell.
I think she kind of worked well with Leah Delaria.
Yes, she does. That was nice and smoky and jazzy. And
that was Speakeasy.
Yeah, I like that one. I like that one. And and what did
Leah Delaria sang? Love for Sale.
My theme song.
No, that's not your theme song, honey. Jimmy's theme is coming up in a little bit.
Oh. Oops.
Do we need to get a grip?
Oh, and to scare Jimmy?
Yes.
This is the CD I found.
Oh, my God. That's the one with two song titles that we can't even...
You can't even talk about the titles.
No.
I can't even say the title name.
That's the songs. No.
I actually found two songs we could play on the air.
Well, just because you can say the title on the air doesn't necessarily mean you can play it.
No.
You've listened.
I went through... Okay. This is one of those nice CDs that has the lyrics.
Oh, how thoughtful.
And so I went through and found two. There may have been a third song that wouldn't have to be edited.
I don't know if
that included. No. If you were using the delete button, he'd get distracted and forget to push it.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
So.
Okay.
That'll come up on our next music
interlude. Well, Paul was here.
Hi, Paul.
Our intrepid photographer.
Yes, it's been a long and interesting night.
Yes, and because there was a really wonderful event happening.
Yeah, About Magazine had its grand kickoff tonight.
And we are so happy, because that means that we're going to get a publication again.
An upscale, edgy publication.
Mm-hmm.
A large, young staff. Eager to get out there and see what the world is really doing and bring it in.
That's what we need.
Wait. Talk more about this young, large staff.
Careful now.
Well, let's just say that one of the photographers is going to be multiple over the age of the rest.
I see. Okay, Gramps.
You don't have to be young to take good pictures.
In fact, it's probably best if you're not.
The control has to be...
Yes.
Yes.
Yes. So, About Magazine is grand intro tonight, and that was happening over on Hyde Park.
Yes, just a short distance from the clubs.
Mm-hmm. A host of glittering hotties with august guests, including Ernie Manous.
Yes. And Tim Brookover?
Yes, Mr. Tim Brookover, who is going to be a writer for About Magazine.
Yes.
And we'll be happy to be able to read him again. We've missed his writing.
Well, they have placed quite a challenge for themselves to maintain the edge.
Mm-hmm. What kind of publication is this going to be?
It's going to be a full-color magazine, mm-hmm, coming out every couple of weeks.
Okay.
The first edition out next week.
Oh, next week. Ooh, good.
I think they're aiming for the 28th.
Okay.
So that's a nice long weekend.
That is nice. That is really good to hear. Because with the lack of weekly or biweekly publications in Houston, and not to take away from the Gem, but it comes out every 3 weeks, so... It's really difficult to get anything newsworthy, you know, or in, not newsworthy, but I mean
time sensitive.
Yeah. It's really fallen on media like radio to get the word out for events going on and fundraisers and things like that.
Hence the fact why we're screwed.
Well, I make a point that when I'm at the clubs, I always push the shows.
Thank you.
They've got to know when they're meandering home, if they're going home, that they need to listen to 90.1.
There you go. There you go. Just no matter where you're going after you leave the bar, just tune into 90.1, and you'll hear something that you don't hear on other radio stations.
And some of them have led for a very sheltered life for all their energy.
Amazing. Amazing.
Or is that narrow? They've been distracted.
Well, I'm really looking forward to this. A new publication. That is exciting, exciting news.
And,
so who's running this?
Cade.
Cade Michaels?
Yes.
Okay.
And... He's got a staff that I haven't met all of them yet.
Mm-hmm.
I got to see a few of them very briefly tonight because they were in the constant motion for the whole 3 hours of entertainment. And snacks were good. The eye candy was excellent.
I can imagine it was. Kate was running the show.
And the video production teams were scurrying around getting candid group discussions and other animated features.
Kate is a Houston promoter, and he's done a variety of things in the Houston area, some of the first of which is... was some after-hours promotions.
Yes.
I mean, he got us a tent after a pride parade in which he set up with Anise Parker and Sheila Jackson Lee.
Yes.
And we did live on-air interviews. So I know the boy can get the things together.
And I remember a few other events, and I had some very interesting photos from all these things.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
So I may have to go back and retrieve some of the archives and put another section up.
Yeah, I think so.
Because I've found some very interesting pictures from the KPFT archives.
Mm-hmm. Well, I hope he knows that After Hours is fully behind this project and will be promoting the publication as much as we can.
Well, and as soon as I could get a chance to catch my breath... between the ICOH,
oh my God,
last
yes.
night,
yes,
and tonight, that's going to be about 1,000 pictures this weekend.
Well, oh goodness, I'm thinking of because I know what the ICOH event was like, you know, and so tonight, and my God, your eyes have seen a variety of things this weekend.
Oh, yes. From sizzle to sizzling.
Yes, no kidding. From big hair and gowns and big jewelry to boys with probably very little on.
Yes, they were just getting warmed up. I almost didn't want to leave. Got an excellent DJ spinning over there, so they're out on the dance floor and soaking up the music.
I'm sure they are. Kate knows how to work that.
So, the next few weeks are going to be very interesting,
mm-hmm.
and I've even broken down and taken out an ad in the magazine.
Wow, good.
Yes. So,
good. Well, that's what keeps it going. The advertising and all of that,
And the input from the listeners and the
sure
advertisers and all the people that think there should be something covered, send in the word.
I hope this is his niche, because this publication is something that Houston really needs. Really, really needs.
It's been too disconnected without that thread.
That's right. That's right. I know that we had the Twit and we had the Montrose Voice for a very, very long time, to the point where I think people took them for granted. And once they were gone... we were kind of flummoxed.
I still get people that are coming back after having been and gone a while, and they just are thunderstruck. You mean it's not here?
Yeah, exactly.
But yeah. How? Why?
Why, yeah. How can a city this big not support? Well, it happens.
And it did.
It happens.
So we've got another chance now.
But Kate is young, and he's got young ideas. And sharp ideas, and slick, and classy. So, I think if anybody can pull this off, Cade Michaels can pull this off.
So later this week there'll be a whole string of pictures up just from the event.
Oh, good, good. And that would be on seeowl.net. SEEOWL.net.
And in the special features section.
Mm-hmm. So special features? Okay.
Along with the garden party and a few other delicious tidbits.
Wow. Wow. That's an interesting website. You've got a little bit of everything there. And off to the right, you've got special things. And, you know,
yes, I've got a birthday cake floating under one
yes,
of the buttons
now. You do. Right above the Charles Armstrong section with South Beach and Montrose Mining Company and JR's and all of those folks.
And now that Galveston's coming back alive,
mm-hmm.
I'm going to have to start making trips down there.
Good. And yes, because that is somewhat lacking, I noticed.
Yes.
That's kind of empty.
Just as
but Webster is certainly represented.
Now that Club Adam and Club Eden are sharing the same roof line,
mm-hmm.
they have a large space with lots of elbow room, some good music.
So all those folks down there have a nice place to go to.
Yes.
Good.
And with the freeway doing its strange things.
Oh, they're working on the freeway? It's a Gulf Freeway. Work never stops. I moved here in 1966. They were working on the Gulf Freeway, and they have never, ever stopped.
No. And the Webster entrance is down to one lane.
Oh, my God. Oh, no.
Take a helicopter.
Yeah. No kidding.
But the club's doing a lively business. Lots of loud music.
Mm-hmm.
Flashing lights.
Good.
And all tin metal shiny dance area.
Ooh.
Lots of flashing reflections.
Ooh. I haven't been down there to see it. I know that Reese's has done a couple of fundraisers down there. And they had a great crowd and a good response. The folks that go there are not cheap. They'll spend the money. And they've raised a lot of good money down there. So.
Well, there's been so many new events coming down the pike. OSITA Foundation is mm-hmm. rolling.
What is that?
That's a foundation that's assisting gathering bears
mm-hmm.
to present and help with the young people that are affected by AIDS or have family that's affected with AIDS.
Okay.
So now
the bears are getting into the...
Yes.
Okay.
So they were at the function tonight
mm-hmm.
and a few other pictures from them. So you never know where these activities are going to pop up. Anita's had a OSITA thing and lots of thing, and the After Hours play gathered there.
Mm-hmm.
And it just, you never know where the hot spots are going to be.
I know. Our community now is so spread out from here to Galveston and all points in between, and as far north as Conroe, and it's just really impossible for any one media to keep up with all that's going on.
I look at the list of clubs, and from out west,
mm-hmm.
down south, up north.
Yeah.
And it hurts my eyes to think of all the driving it would take to get to all the different places.
I know it.
Have you gotten a picture yet of the pudding wrestling up north?
Ooh. What?
I might have trouble concentrating.
Oh.
I might have to put the camera...
Tell me about this.
On remote.
I saw it on Outsmart. One of the clubs is doing pudding wrestling.
I wonder what if it's flavors? Instant or cooked.
So, is it chocolate or vanilla? I don't know.
Or butterscotch.
Oh, I love butterscotch.
For extra kink, it's tapioca.
Ooh. Ooh, that bumpy feeling.
What about mint? Pistachio, there'll be a lot of nuts in it. I may have to go investigate that one.
It sounds like it.
That one. Well, it's up in your neck of the woods, too.
Oh, is it?
Yeah. Where? I think it's Ranch Hill.
Oh, really?
Oh, heaven forbid.
Yeah.
I want to go check that out.
We'll have to come back with a sample.
But we definitely need some place for so much information to come together.
We do. We absolutely do. I know, just from our point of view here at After Hours, it's virtually impossible to gather. See, I'm learning stuff that I don't hear elsewhere. I get most of mine from the internet, but not everything's there.
No, and even with all the groups that I work with, I have trouble keeping all the links going.
Yeah, yeah.
Between the Bering Omega House.
I know.
And their events and... the Montrose Center.
Yeah.
With GCAM.
That's right.
Yeah.
There's just so
many. Yeah, that's up and coming, so you'll be seeing a lot of stuff there. There's more and more groups meeting there now on a regular basis, and new offices being opened from Dignity to PFLAG, and other folks who are thinking about opening an office there. So,
and I've got to arrange my schedule so I can get by and see the new
Yes, please.
GCAM exhibits.
We would love to give you a tour.
24/7, that's us.
That's us. In fact, we have pamphlets there.
Yes,
little booklets explaining each art piece available. If you happen to be there and we're not, if you happen to get in, they're there.
And a little kiosk across from the elevators.
You can just
And I've got to index all my old website collection so that I can present a full set to GCAM so that all the past editions can be viewed.
Fabulous.
Okay. So, Chris, you said you had a song.
A Jimmy song.
Yes.
Yeah,
well,
yes.
Thank you for being here and pointing out about Magazine, and we will be talking about it. I can't wait to get a copy so we can talk about it on the air.
This isn't Dance With My Pussy, is it?
No, what?
No. Just thought I'd ask.
No, that's what Jimmy does at home.
I know.
This is from Slow-Mo Erotic.
Uh-huh.
Slowmoerotic.
And he got it spelled right.
You can find it at .com or on MySpace.com, Slow-Mo Erotic. This is from his CD, The Holocaust.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a song that I'm now calling Jimmy's Theme.
Is that theme or steam?
Theme.
Can you tell me the name of the title?
No. Yes. It's called Let's Settle for Each Other.
Aww.
It is about you and the pussy.
Oh, no. It's worse. This is After Hours. This is brand new music. I ripped the seal on this earlier.
You did.
We heard.
Oh, yes.
And I helped.
And I had to get I had to help get ripping up into the seal, but here we go for Jimmy.
I had a wife and kids back in 1983 till they all found out my fetish. They just gave up on me. By fetish I mean preference, and by preference I mean curse. This curse the worst, yes I'm sure I'm not the first. I've been going to this bar since 1987. There's 20 years and way more men than I care to imagine. But now somehow the crowd is young enough to be my child. And yes, they're hot, see I'm not, the years have made me mild. And you, on your bar stool, I can see you. You feel the way I do. On my bar stool, I approach you. I stayed out of that bar since 1998. And to save time, I sign online, I find myself a date. But now somehow when I send out my picture, it is harder to tell the lie that in real life I'm much younger and hotter. And you, in your chat room, I can see you. You feel the way I do. In my chat room, settle for I got a kitten in my van. I got some candy in my pocket. I'm a lonely hornet man, you know. Nothing can stop it. Sometimes I wish my wife and kids were still back home with me. At least back then I could pretend I was vaguely happy. We have nothing in common except we got nobody. We're both too old for boys and bars, clubs and drugs and parties. I got nothing left to lose, I got nothing left to cover. Let's both go home together and settle for each other. Let's both go home together and settle for each other. Let's both go home together and settle for each other. Come on.
So you. He's so right.
Candy little boy.
How did I know you were going to say that?
Now you understand why I was laughing so hard when
yes.
you guys
The funny thing is I do bring in candy every week for the boys.
That he does. And I did get that piece of white chocolate.
You did. You did. And do I get anything for it? No. Do I expect anything for it? No.
Yes.
I think I'm disappointed, yes.
I think I'm going to have to see about adding that behind my MySpace page.
Oh, thank you. Jimmy's theme song. Oh, brother.
That was Slow-Mo Erotic.
Yes.
Once again, SLOWMOERotic. And you can either find them at .com or myspace.com/slowmoerotic. And
we can't play so many of the other songs.
Can't play the other 11.
No.
Almost. It's
yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, most of them drop an F-bomb somewhere in there. So I'll give it to CD. So I'll give it to CD to Lisa. but, you know, I may edit it because, you know, there's some, I mean.
There's some clever stuff.
I haven't heard it, because you know, I went through and when I saw you know a word that I couldn't play on the air...
You just stopped reading, yes.
Yeah, I went to the next one just okay. to see, but and there's one on here, let's see, some of the lyrics are, on my back, on my belly, let me know when you're ready. Wheelbarrow or white canary, doggy style or missionary.
White canary?
Yeah, I'm going to have to Wikipedia that one.
Yeah. In fact, let's do that now.
Can somebody explain that one to me?
Here, let me see.
As soon as I study it.
White canary? Yeah. Is that a position?
Apparently it is.
Or a condiment.
And
wait, what was the dirty word in this one I couldn't do?
White canary. First of all, I've never seen a white canary. And why would a white canary be different than a regular canary?
Oh, they're...
And why would you care?
And what kind of, you know...
Positions could this be?
Yeah.
You just hold on to a bar with your feet? I don't...
You do it in a cage.
I don't know.
Okay, yeah, there it is.
That's weird.
Bukkake.
Sure yeah, I mean, he has some wonderful rhyming in here. I mean, bukkake, tonsil, hockey.
Oops. Ooh.
Two-way me on a walkie-talkie. $2, then sucky-sucky.
Sean song.
I mean, like...
Is that a Freudian slip?
Is that my outline voice?
Okay.
Again.
Nothing there.
Hurry up, Chris. You're getting me in trouble in here.
Yeah, I just may try and just leave out that one word, because this... I don't know about the rest of the song here, mm-hmm. but, you know... you'll need a side of ranch when I toss your salad.
Ooh.
Sounds like Jimmy's favorite pastime.
Sounds like Mary.
One of many.
Anyway...
And of course, it's what sounds like the end of something—a line there from Eric Cartman's ending spiel in
yes.
the movie South Park: "A contraceptive donkey punch."
Ooh,
yeah.
Okay, twisted.
I mean, there's some interesting songs. "Be Here When I Get Back," "Urge to Purge," "6 Degrees of Separation." Ugly Just the Same.
Yeah, well.
I think that's one I could play,
one
but
of
it
my
didn't,
exes.
Didn't sound good. He's not a bad-looking guy. Love is like a fruitcake. It takes a long time to bake, and nobody eats it.
I can relate.
Wow.
I think I can play that. Yeah, it's all this love is, you know, love is like a fruitcake, love is like an earthquake, love is like your time of the month.
Oh, that's nice.
Some people are met 30 days a month.
Love is like a laptop, love is like a bar hop, love is like communism, love is like Catholicism. Ooh. All you feel is guilt.
Yeah.
Love is like castration.
Oh. I've had one or two of those.
And then let's settle for each other.
Yes.
Heartbroken homophobe. Me instead.
And a couple you can't even say.
Well, one's we bored the audience.
One's the C word, and one's FCC, all y'all.
Yeah. Okay.
Like I said, it's... We're still... All right, we're still going to have to search for White Canary.
It's not coming up at all.
Oh, what a shame.
If you know what White Canary means in sexual terms, or if you would like to come here and demonstrate...
Please give us a call at 713-526-5738, or just stop by the station at 419 London Boulevard.
And while y'all talk so much yourself, we're going to continue to search.
Okay. No, actually, why don't you go to another...
Okay. I'll stay in the theme of picking up hookups in the bar.
Okay.
Let's go here then. The Bootlickers.
Oh, yes. I just did your boyfriend.
I'm standing back in the club. I'm sweaty and kind of faced. I should some dirt in my up, but I got a smile on my face. I just did your boyfriend.
Can't seem to get enough.
I just did your boyfriend.
Can't seem to get enough.
I just did your boyfriend.
Can't seem to get enough.
I just did your boyfriend.
Everybody!
Everybody, everybody,
come on.
Everybody, everybody, everybody loves a muscle boy.
A muscle boy is sexy, a muscle boy is hot, a muscle boy is number one. Strutting down the street, opposing at the beach with that bubble butt going on. All brick and steel, he'll flex, you'll squeal, yeah. Cause everybody, everybody loves a muscle boy. A muscle boy's king, a muscle boy's god. A muscle boy will make you cream. In the showers, in the gym, or stripping at the club, he's your very own steroid dream. So rip and buff, you'll wet your muff, yeah. Cause everybody, everybody loves a muscle boy. Straight boys love a muscle boy. Love a muscle boy,
yeah, yeah.
Straight girls love a muscle boy,
yeah, yeah.
Even lesbians love a muscle boy. Trampy love a muscle boy,
yeah, yeah.
Your granny loves a muscle boy,
yeah, yeah.
Make a move, don't be coy. If you want a friend and toy, he can be your pride and joy. Get yourself a muscle boy, yeah, yeah,
yeah, yeah.
Game, no dick, no brain, yeah. But everybody, everybody loves a muscle boy. Everybody, 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 everybody,
come on.
Everybody, everybody, everybody loves a muscle boy. Who cares if there's nothing upstairs? He looks good in his underwear. And everybody, everybody.
Drums. Bass. Hiding
knowing fear, only knowing pain. When I get up, stand up, throw open the door.
Freddie Friedman with Break the Silence. Let's see, what was that from that? before that was Everyone Loves a Muscle Boy, 5 Super 8 Cum Shot, Bootlickers, I Just Did Your Boyfriend, and what we're calling Jimmy's Theme, Slow More Erotic, Let's Settle. We are still trying to find this out of what in the world White Canary means, based on Slow More Erotic. So far, we had one listener call in and suggested how to do something with the canaries they sent into the coal mines. Not sure about that. We did find out that... go back to the first tab. Canary is an obsolete euphemism for penis or a codpiece. Also outdated term to a young spryly girl. I don't know. We're still gonna try and find it out. I think what it is we're getting close to the top of the hour again here, so we'll do a station ID, play a bit of music, bring everyone in who's left for some roundtable discussion. Tonight's fun topic on the roundtable: man caught making love to pasta sauce jar.
What?
That's right. So let me find... Oh, hell, they're starting to come in anyway. Let's turn that on here.
Let's just have some fun.
Oh, let's get some music on. Well, get some music on in a second here.
Come on, Chris.
Well, I got to pull up my email again. I had had it on and turned around and hit the keyboard funny and lost everything. So I'll have to bring that back up. Oh, let's play another peppy little tune as we bring up the roundtable stuff. And let's see. Actually, I'm also kind of stalling there waiting for the top of the hour so I can do the station ID. So I'm going to find out next week we shall have the answer to this, because I am going to send these people an email if I have to.
I think I'll continue to look that one up while I'm at home, see if I can figure it out.
So we're going to pull this stuff up here to get up my list of little stories I had found on the internet. And let everyone know, you're listening to After Hours Queer Radio with Attitude on listener-sponsored commercial-free Pacifica Radio for the Gulf Coast. KPFT Houston, 90.1 FM, 89.5 Galveston, and always the World Wide Web at kpft.org. Now broadcasting in high-definition radio. If you want to find out what's playing on over on KPFT channel number 2, which I'll let you know sounds something like this.
Wow.
It's 09 hours GMT. Hello.
That's what you get over there. Right now they're broadcasting the
what?
Movies. On high definition, on channel 2 of KPFT.
Well, I understood that part, yeah. But what the was that?
Was that? British Broadcasting Corporation.
Oh.
BBC.
Yeah.
Whenever we don't have regular programming on, they play the BBC. So if you have high-definition radio, you can click over there and you can be listening to somebody shouting.
Seven inmates in a Guatemalan prison.
I'm not sure I want to know the rest of that story. Holy.
That is kind of intriguing, though. I've read many a story that started off with seven inmates in a Guatemalan prison.
That scares me.
I believe that's a section on Nifty.
That's what's going to haunt to me.
So let me play a little music and get ready here for a round table. And like I said, we've got the story of the man who was arrested for making love to pasta sauce.
Oh.
But a little first now, a little Jim Verivos. I can never say the title of it. Estazos Inconsciendo. You're getting crazy. That could be the theme song for our show. We'll be right back.
You missed one.
I missed my mic.
Surprise.
That might be important, you think?
I don't know. Okay, there we go.
Jim Veravos, you're getting crazy. Estasos inquendien. I don't know. I have a
difficult time. You might as well stop all your head.
I have sometimes have a difficult time wrapping my tongue around Spanish.
Depends on how big it is, right?
All right. Time for the
segment.
Oh, goody. Everything, all these little wheels are spinning, so they're still opening up the pages.
Okay, so a man got...
We're going to save the pasta story for a little later.
Oh, okay.
Interesting.
Let it warm up. I pulled that, actually.
Yeah, I like that. Let it warm up.
Yeah.
Do what?
We want to let that one stew a little bit.
I pulled that story off and printed it up for tonight.
Oh, did you now?
Yes, I did.
eHarmony says okay to same-sex matches, sort of.
Sort of.
Dun, dun, dun.
Online dating service eHarmony is adding another personality trait to its 29 dimensions of computality. The California-based company will begin providing same-sex matches as part of a settlement with New Jersey's Civil Rights Division. A Garden State resident filed a complaint against the online matchmaker in 2005. Under the terms of the settlement, the company can create a new or differently named website for same-sex singles. The company composed a disclaimer saying its compatibility-based matching system was developed from research of married heterosexual couples.
That's gonna work.
Neither the company nor its founder will admit any liability. In addition, eHarmony will pay the Civil Rights Division $50,000 to cover administrative costs. And will pay the complainant $5,000 and give him a free 1-year membership to its new service.
Oh, wow.
Whoopee.
Now, eHarmony is one if you've seen the advertisements for chemistry.com.
Oh, okay.
I like those better.
Which I love the fact that even on regular television, their commercial where they have this guy looking there at a playgirl, basically, going, and it does nothing for me. And they go, boom, rejected by eHarmony.
That sounds like a Mad TV skit.
And see, the problem with eHarmony is the fact that no one knew about this part, that it was only meant for straight couples, after you filled in all the questionnaire.
Yeah.
You spent 30, 40 minutes filling out this questionnaire, and never once do you get the thing saying, well, I'm a male looking for a male. And so that's what a lot of people complained about. Now, I've sent a similar email because I have gotten countless emails from a site called ChristianDating.com.
Oh, my God.
And I sent them an email going, I'm sorry, I must be missing it on your website, but since you've been so desperate to try and get me to become a member of your service, I can't find the place where I put male looking for male seeking male.
Well, no, no.
And I never heard a response back.
Yeah, that's supposed to be priest seeking altar boy.
Ah.
Yeah.
That's how you have to fill that part out, I think.
But I have yet to receive... And actually, after I sent that email, I stopped getting emails from them for a little while.
Well, go figure.
Back to the eHarmony thing. I pulled this down off the internet tonight because somebody sent in a message about that. I was so pissed when the reporter on CNN stated that gay people are protected by law and eHarmony just decided to follow the law when they settled a lawsuit by adding a site for same-sex dating.
Oh, my goodness.
And so this person sent in the following to eHarmony. In reference to the story on Weekend Prime regarding eHarmony settling the lawsuit to allow same-sex dating on their website, your reporter incorrectly states that gays and lesbians are protected by the law. In the absence of state or local law, it is not illegal to discriminate on the basis of sexual orientation. Federal law prohibits discrimination based on the following protected categories: race, color, religion, national origin, handicap/disability, or familial status. This is the sort of misinformation that leads citizens to believe that gays and lesbians are asking for special rights when what we want are equal rights. And it seems like It seems like nitpicking, but it really is important.
Well, that familial part is kind of a gray area, isn't it? Because, you know, being in the community are all family.
I don't know what the familial status is.
That means if you're a family. Familial would be...
Yeah.
Based off saying there's no discrimination if your father's, like, an ex-con or something.
Oh,
like that.
Okay.
Or, you know,
okay.
you can't be discriminated on if you're adopted or, you know...
But
your mother's
see, in interstate that gay people are protected by law. We're not. It is not illegal to be gay. But we can still be discriminated against in housing and job...
I think what he was coming out based off is because of New Jersey's law,
right?
That apparently in the Civil Rights Division there is some protection for homosexuals.
Yeah, in New Jersey.
The thing is this, they have the same thing in California. That's why Prop 8 had to come in about, because the Constitution of California says you can't discriminate against homosexuality based off homosexuality. And that's why they had to do this who's it? On that, I gotta find this other story about number on there. Yeah, I saw that thing. I don't know if that passed or not. They were going to name a waste treatment.
I love that. Yes,
waste treatment facility
for George Bush.
Okay,
in San Francisco.
Oh, I've heard that joke.
Oh, they should. They need to.
Here it is. Earlier this year, 12,000 people in San Francisco signed a petition in support of a proposition on a local ballot to rename an Oceanside sewage plant after George W. Bush.
Oh my God!
The proposition is only one example of the classist disrespect many Americans have shown the president.
Oh. Well deserved too, I might.
I would have thought it would have been a manure treatment plant, but okay. That works, too.
Same thing. Where is the...
You know, it's kind of ironic because his approval rating is in the toilet, too.
I like that.
Just like the economy and everything else.
Pretty much.
In a similar vein, we're talking about laws and rights and all that. Under the article, "Get out of my bathroom, you damned dirty ape." The white, red-headed Peter LaBarre of Americans for Truth About Homosexuality is convinced that our fair women will, now that Obama will be president, will be forced to share the ladies' room with cross-dressing men. Click on the link here for his actual story that he wrote. Will federal female employees be safe from cross-dressing men using the ladies' restrooms in the Obama administration? Americans for Truth reacted to the news that an Obama administration will likely enact gender identity as a non-discrimination category by questioning whether federal female employees will be protected from transsexual men wearing dresses who demand to use the ladies' restroom on the basis of their self-perceived female identity. Men who believe they are women and vice versa will be officially protected under Obama on the basis of their gender identity, read gender confusion, said Peter LaBarbera, president of Americans for Truth for Homosexuality. Cross-dressing male-to-female activists already demand the right to use female restrooms on the basis of the same notion of gender identity-based rights. So will an Obama administration allow these big-boned men in female clothing to use ladies' restrooms in federal buildings?
What? Big-boned men?
Oh, good.
That's
Lord.
What it says.
And Earth is not here to protect herself. to defend herself on that.
And why is this man interested in other men's bones?
I know.
What will President Obama do to protect the right of privacy of female federal workers who don't want men wearing dresses with men's genitalia sharing their women's restroom? LaBarbera said, will a President Obama request funds from Congress to embark on an ambitious transgender restroom construction project to build a special trans bedroom, a bathroom in government buildings so as not to subject female employees to sexual harassment and violations of their privacy?
They're in stalls.
Sexual harassment?
They already have privacy.
Yeah.
My understanding is that if you have the piece of paper that says, hey, you know, I'm going through the transition, then you can use the bathroom.
Well,
right?
I think what he's talking about is those who don't have it.
Oh, I see.
You
know.
The ones that are just dressing.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Who are either in that part there. Apparently,
well, everything's fine as long as they don't find a man, a woman standing up taking a piss in the bathroom, I guess.
According to reports, it's going to be sent to a Senate subcommittee hosted by, it's going to be headed by Senator Larry Craig, who will be checking into the matter.
That's not what that said.
I love the fact that he when Ted Stevens gave his farewell speech, that Larry Craig came later on and thanked Uncle Ted. And also announced that that there's an airport named for Ted Stevens.
Ooh.
Oh. But no review given.
So,
oh, you've looked up.
Minnesota airport bathroom going to be called the Larry Craig bathroom now?
I thought he had quit. I didn't realize he was still there.
There are some places in Europe that have genderless bathrooms.
Yeah, just, yes, there are. Taiwan,
it's just all stalls.
Asia too.
And it does, you know, it doesn't matter who goes in them.
Hello, Ally McBeal.
Oh. Yeah,
right.
Never watched. Back when Calista was half the woman she still is now. For those of you looking for a Christmas gift, I saw this and I couldn't believe it. It's called Blasphemy the Game.
I want it.
Oh, yeah.
Yay.
Do tell.
Blasphemy is a board game, a fun action adventure in the Holy Land for 2 to 4 players who can read.
Well, there goes half the country.
Playing time is 90 to 120 minutes. In Blasphemy, you take part in the fate of the would-be Messiah. Your aim is to convince your compatriots that your Jesus and your Jesus alone is a genuine article. To accomplish this, your Jesus must cut as impressive a figure as possible. He must give stirring sermons, perform miracles, attract devoted followers, and generally carry on in Messiah-like fashion. Blasphemy is a race to the cross. This is a real site. You can go to blasphemygame.com.
Oh my god.
That's brilliant.
I want it. How much is it?
Way too much. They're not tax exempt, so I can't tell you the price.
Oh, I see.
Let's just say
it's a Benjamin.
Yeah. Yeah, you're going to need
a few Benjamins.
Just one. And with shipping, you'll need a Hamilton.
Okay.
How's that for tap dancing?
There you go.
Boy, you got close on that one. Where's that line again?
What line?
Behind him.
Yeah, it's right up the middle, right?
I can't see that line. I pass it. The Simpsons have a new gay character.
Yay!
Long-running TV comedy show The Simpsons has revealed the character of Duffman is gay.
Duh.
Well, he was with Mrs. Krabappel.
Sweet Conclusions follows as Homer as he sets up a business breaking up with people on behalf of his clients. This episode marks the return of two gay men that Homer once shared an apartment with during a short break from Marge, named Grady and Julio. When Grady calls Homer to book his breakup services, he mentions he's dating someone new just as Duffman steps out of the shower and playfully snaps his towel at Grady.
Oh, my God.
Oh, yeah, that was, when was it? I think that was last Sunday.
Well, that's one way to do it.
This is off of British news, so I did have to change, apartment from flat to apartment.
Yeah.
Yes. Just to help there. Duffman is a spokesman for Duff Beer and catchphrase, "Oh yeah!" is a favorite with fans. Yes. Character is based on Budweiser's former mascot, Budman.
Yeah.
Oh yeah!
So.
Cool.
We've got another gay character, and so he'll probably be killed off soon enough.
Yeah.
I
don't know. Smithers is still around.
Well, right?
Yeah. And you know Smithers is gay.
Obviously. Duh.
And you know what he wants? He wants to go after Daddy Burns.
Yeah. Scary thought. BBC is having a show called Sugar Mamas.
Oh, interesting.
May December romances, young guys with older rich women.
Oh wow.
Mm. Well, without Jerry Hall. That show's been done already.
She's still around?
Yeah. International food chain responds to bloggers' demands.
Oh.
Can we mention the food chain?
Yes, we are.
Oh, okay, good.
They originally didn't announce who the food chain was, but now it's announced. Subway.
Oh.
One down and many more to go, said Mike Rogers of blogactive.com in response to the successful result of pressure on the fast food chain Subway after it was disclosed that a franchisee gave $2,500 to the Yes on 8 campaign.
Oops.
Uh-oh.
Rogers found the contribution on a list of Yes on 8 contributors compiled by the Human Rights Commission. When I saw a franchisee of an international company gave $2,500 to opponents of equality, I immediately know I would require someone at the company's world headquarters to address this. On Friday, Rogers made three demands of the company. One, repudiate the gift. Two, add sexual orientation and gender identity to the corporation's non-discrimination policy. Three, give an equal gift to the opposing side. At the time he posted this, he did not indicate the company. After a conversation with Roger today, Subway Director of Corporate Communications responded to all three demands. We spoke to the franchisee. I have a letter that I'm going to email to you that we are sending out, not only to him, but it occurred to me after chatting with him that there are many others who don't understand what the policy is. So we'll be sending it to all of our franchisees and developers around the world, the policy regarding public donations.
Political.
What did I say? Policy?
Public. Whatever.
Public.
I need new glasses.
It's only about the, what, fourth time tonight?
Yeah. Apparently I put Jimmy's teeth in tonight.
He wears teeth?
Anyway.
I just took them out when I was working on you, Daddy.
Oh!
Here is the letter.
Color me pink.
It has been brought to the attention of Subway's parent company, Doctors Associates, Inc., that you have made a contribution to a politically oriented organization. It is our understanding that you intended this solely as a personal contribution and were not intending to make any representation on the part of Subway brand, the company wrote. Explaining the company's policy, the letter continued. You should also be aware that your franchisee agreement prohibits your use of the Subway trademark as part of your business or corporate name. Further, it states you agree not to use the trademark in a manner that degrades, diminishes, or detracts from the goodwill of the business associated with the trademark, and to promptly change the manner of such if requested to do so by us. The franchisee had called Yes on 8 and asked for a refund of the gift. The company, she indicated, would have no control if an individual franchisee gave a personal gift to a political cause. The company had a history of contributing to various causes supported by the LGBT community, including food for charitable events. The communications director also said, we are changing the discrimination policy, and that includes anything we add through corporate human resources, not just in the field. The company used the exact language you gave us, referring to the request to add both sexual orientation and gender identity. This is a textbook case of how a company should react when they realize one of its operating units has done wrong. But what was outrageous behavior by one franchise resulted in a letter to the owners of 30,000 stores and a corporate policy change for the better.
Wow.
This is the Subway is the second largest food chain in the world.
Wow.
And this is the only chain where they ask you 6 inches or 12 inches.
12.
So.
Yeah.
Part of the original blog post Rogers wrote, we have a handle. A handle on the spigot of money. Mess with gays and watch the pink raft slowly twist the spigot until they're at the table begging for forgiveness. At Subway, the spigot is fully open. Then, you know, that, I mean, that shows.
Really. That,
and how quickly really it did.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
That was quite progressive for Subway, you know. I got to commend them for that.
So, if you need a 12-inch Italian, you know where to go.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. Sorry. For them, it's a 12-inch spicy Italian.
Woo-hoo.
Either way, it's always good.
Oh, yeah. But I like chicken.
We know you like chicken, honey.
We're not. Oh, never mind.
Chris doesn't even want to go there.
Not going to do it.
Wouldn't be prudent. Chris, it wouldn't be the first time.
It'll definitely be the last.
I heart Huckabee.
Oh.
Former Arkansas Governor Mike Huckabee was on The View talking about same-sex marriage and declaring that gay rights are not civil rights because gays have not had violence inflicted upon them like blacks have.
Okay, let me tell you, Mike.
Pulver Sar.
What happened with
Shepherd?
Yeah, Mr. Shepherd.
Matthew Shepherd and
Pulver Sar.
Well, see, those were just some stupid ass rednecks who were doing it there. It wasn't the government who was doing it, apparently. You know.
Oh, so we have to get the government to do it.
Oh, yeah. So the military has to come in and kick our asses.
Yeah, it wasn't the policemen who were, you know. It wasn't, you know, the policemen who sicked the dogs and turned on the water hoses and shot people and turned the other way when the Klan killed somebody. you know, when the rednecks do it, it's okay. Said Huckabee, quote, people who are homosexual should have every right in the terms of their civil rights to be employed, to do anything they want. But that's not really the issue. I know you talked about it and you're going to, and you got into it a little bit early on. But when we're talking about the redefinition of an institution that's different than individual civil rights, we're never going to convince each other. But there is a difference. Bull Connor was hosing down people in the streets of Alabama. John Lewis got his skull cracked on the Selma Bridge. That was the end of his quote there of black civil rights.
Well, Mike, there you go again.
No doubt Harvey Milk, Matthew Shepard, Tesh Cannon, and thousands of other victims of anti-gay hate crimes would beg to differ if they could. As Think Progress notes, Huckabee's lame violence threshold is nothing more than a shoddy attempt to conceal his deep and fundamental homophobia.
Yeah.
Gay. We don't want him.
That's why he
send
didn't
him back.
As far as he did.
Something the, Jimmy talked race. About earlier. December 10th, 2008. Day without a gay.
Oh?
Oh, yeah. I remember they were... Oh, I was listening to the radio on the way up here.
Wait,
the,
what?
The worldwide media attention surrounding the massive grass web efforts of gay rights has been tremendous. Joining the Impact was a huge success and will contribute to Thrive because of its efforts. Gay people and our allies are compassionate, sensitive, caring, mobilized, and programmed for success. A day without gays would be tragic because it would be a day without love. On December 10th, you're encouraged not to call in sick to work. You're encouraged to call in gay. And donate your time to service. December 10th is also International Human Rights Day. If you're trying to find some volunteer work, you can go to daywithoutagay.org website, and you can find some volunteer work to do on that. They're also in Facebook and Twitter. They have a cute little T-shirt. Yeah. But I can't call in the gate. I can't call in at work or on 1210, or I'll get fired. If you live in one of the 30 states where individuals can still be fired for simply being gay or lesbian, there are still plenty of ways you can lend a hand and a voice in our fight for gay equality without missing work. You can say, "Call in gay, but I'm not gay. I'm blank." Great, gay just rhymes with day. So, like I said, they give you a couple of little ideas, and they're like, "It's a cute little logo, rainbow fist." And all part of that. Like I said, check them out. daywithoutagay.org. Like I said, because the funny thing is this came in this past week, and the week before I made a comment, you know, being in the warped sense of mind there, that I would like to see an event on December the 10th at 6:42 p.m. And everyone looked at me like, why? Because then the date and time would be 12:10:08:06:42. Like a countdown in even terms. And here it is, something happening on 12/10/08. So check in on that. All right, let's do the fun story. Then we're going to go to a serious topic there to wrap up stuff here.
Okay.
Getty. A man caught with penis in a pasta jar.
Must have been like, a real loose.
Okay,
time.
So first we have potato.
Wait, I know, right? Wait, was it spaghetti sauce?
Yeah, pasta sauce. Basically, he was trying to get the Prego pregnant.
Oh,
the man raped the ragu.
he was trying to put a little Alfredo in the red sauce, huh?
Yeah,
Mamma mia, that's a spicy meatball.
Well, it wasn't a meatball, it was sausage.
Just to warn you, some of the language you'll be hearing will be in Australian.
Oh.
A man caught near Nobby's Beach with his penis in a pasta sauce jar led police on a 20-kilometer car chase, Newcastle local court heard yesterday. Police drew their weapons when they suspected Keith Roy Waitherly, 46, was armed. Instead, they found him partially clothed with his genitals in a jar, a police spokesman said. Waitherly, of Promontory Way, attracted attention, parked in a no-stopping zone before noon on October 26th. Police believe Weatherly was doing something with his hands in his lap, and they thought it might have been a weapon. Weatherly saw the police and drove away, despite them flashing their lights. They found a 750-milliliter jar around his penis and noticed that Weatherly attempted to continue, quote, pleasuring himself in between bouts of wrestling, unquote.
Was he trying to get the lid unstuck or something?
A search of his car uncovered pornography, a homemade sex aid, women's stockings, and a Jack Russell Terrier.
Uh-oh.
Interesting.
Weatherly pleaded guilty to offensive behavior, resisting arrest, and disobeying a police direction. Magistrate Lane Trusco asked Weatherly, who represented himself, why he behaved the way he did. He said he resisted police because he was trying to make himself, quote, decent, unquote. He was fined $600 for offensive behavior and convicted of the other two offenses without further action taken. Chef Boyardee is now in counseling.
Oh. He was never quite the same.
Paul Newman's jealous.
He's dead. That's not a good joke.
But he's still got sauce.
Yeah, he does.
All right.
Newman's
the serious one.
Back to serious talk here.
Why? It's not as fun.
I know.
But, well, this is an interesting topic.
Okay.
Well, interesting. Jimmy would show up, but hey.
Jimmy.
Safer sex in a pill.
No.
Okay.
That's funny.
No. As a gay man living in the U.S., John has seen every kind of AIDS awareness campaign out there. He is intelligent and well-informed, yet sometimes he has unsafe sex. He never plans to, but he does not always have a condom handy, and occasionally, on the spur of the moment, decides not to use one. Such behavior is not unusual among gay men, but unlike most, John, not his real name, isn't leaving himself totally exposed. That is because his doctor is willing to do something most would not countenance. Prescribe John a medication that could lower his risk for catching HIV. The strategy is called pre-exposure prophylaxis. Pre-exposure prophylaxis, or PrEP. And John gets it from a doctor, Marcus Conant, with a long history of standing up for gay rights. PrEP has yet to be proven in clinical trials, and Conant will only prescribe it for a select group of his patients, those who understand the limitations of this tactic. But if the most optimistic predictions are borne out, by taking a pill once a day, John is radically reducing his risk of infection, even if he has condom-free sex with as many people as he likes. It is more likely that the medicine has a modest effect, perhaps reducing the risk only by 2/3, but even so, it significantly improves John's odds in the dicey games he plays. For now, PrEP is only available to a select few, but it looks set to change very soon. PrEP is being tested in several large trials, with the first results due next year. If it works, PrEP, I have to say it that way because it's capital P, lowercase r, capital EP, or much easier to say PrEP, could save millions of lives from the epidemic that is still raging around the world, infecting an estimated 7,000 people per day. Let me go down this down part here. With vaccination research in the doldrums, PrEP is seen by a number of leading specialists as a vital weapon in the fight against HIV. There's a lot of buzz about PrEP, says Anthony Fauci, head of the National Institute of Allergy and Infectious Diseases at the U.S. National Institute of Health in Bethesda. There's some cautious optimism that this will work. The fact that a strategy like PrEP is being considered at all is a sad reflection of the painfully slow progress towards a vaccine against HIV. In the 25 years since the virus was first identified, only two vaccine candidates have made it to the final stage of human trials, and both failed. The most recent one, which also seemed the most promising, flopped just last year.
On a side note, there's a paper that came out of Switzerland recently stating that if someone with HIV has a undetectable viral load and a high CD4 count continuously for at least 2 years, they cannot transmit the disease. Now, there was some rumblings over that, but there hasn't been anybody's standing up anywhere saying no, this can't be true. It's an interesting thing, and there's going to be more testing and more studies done on that. But I think it's wonderful if it's true, because now with protease inhibitors, for example, I've been on protease inhibitors since 1996, and I've been undetectable with a high T cell count for that entire time. So, you know, that's not that I have unsafe sex, but it's nice to know that if an accident happened,
yeah,
it probably wouldn't be fatal to someone else.
I mean, what this almost sounds like is what, you know, the current policy is, if there is a an accidental exposure to HIV,
mm-hmm.
and I'm not sure if it's still the medical practice, but you would start putting a person basically on a prophylactic AZT.
That's right. In case of rape.
Yeah, mm. Which is, you know, in a way, it's kind of like an RU40 for AIDS.
Same type of thing.
For HIV, that basically, yeah, you know, there's a possibility of it, so you're going to start taking this medicine that if it's still young, this might kill it.
Mm-hmm.
This here is basically putting it into the system first, so it's there waiting for the virus to come along, is what this sounds like it is.
Mm-hmm.
So it's kind of like a safety net. But it's an interesting thing to see that, you know, the point in there that it's been 25 years, and, you know, the doctors are still, the scientists are still saying that they don't know enough about this. What are you laughing at?
Some side things going on over.
Huh?
Nothing.
Jimmy's being Jimmy.
Yeah.
You should have known that from the beginning.
Yeah.
But no. Since scientists have admitted that we still don't know enough about the virus, and more basic research is needed before anyone begins further human trials. Apparently,
it's a dicey thing when you're doing trials like vaccinations and things, because
yes,
it has to be double blind, like everything else, and for them to know that it's effective, they have to tacitly agree that you're going to have unsafe sex. I mean, how else are they going to find out if anything's effective?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. But the thing is you'd have to have, for this particular kind of thing, you'd have to have unsafe sex with HIV positive people.
Well, the thing of it is, having unsafe sex with anybody, you don't know whether they're HIV positive unless you accompany them to the doctor's office when they get their HIV test, and then have sex immediately afterwards. You know,
if
they were exposed the day before, then it won't show up in the test.
Basically, you have to. I mean, really, the only way you're going to tell is if you handcuff yourself to that person and get tested, and then 6 months later
retest, and then have it.
That's because the only sometimes way. The virus can act dormant for 6 months.
That's
until
right.
it's detectable.
That's
so
right.
It's one of those things that, you know, you really can't tell.
It's just nearly impossible.
And now
we have a caller.
Yeah, I know, but I can't answer that.
Okay.
Well, then y'all talk about yourself.
Well, Rhode Island's either around or not.
Well, yeah. I mean, what do you think that kind of message sends out to people in our community?
It shouldn't be a... To me, it shouldn't be an invitation to go out and be promiscuous.
No, absolutely not, and we're certainly not advocating that.
No.
It's nice to know. It would be nice to know that if it is effective, that in case of a condom breakage or something like that, you might not have to worry as much.
Thanks for reminding me. Well, I think the thing too is we have to keep in mind that a lot of these pills have a placebo effect.
Mm-hmm. Oh yeah,
it
right.
only works as well as only works as well as long as you believe it'll work for you.
Yes, that's true.
You know? True.
Yeah.
The caller was reminding me of another.
Evidently, I believe that everything's working because it's worked for me for the last 12 years.
Oh yeah,
almost 13.
So what did our caller have to say?
Well, caller reminded me of another story that came out of Germany. somewhere away, the possibility of a cure for AIDS has been discovered.
You read that so often. When you're in the community, read a lot of that at least once or twice a month, and you just...
Once again, everything with a grain of salt.
Yeah.
An American man who suffered from AIDS appears to have been cured of the disease 20 months after receiving a targeted bone marrow transplant normally used to fight leukemia.
Oh, yeah. That's been attacked, too, but...
It has been. Yeah, most... I mean, everything you're going to... I mean...
That's just science. Well, it's meant to be.
It's science. There's always going to be contradictory parts on it.
Oh, yeah.
And...
It's always going to be fought.
And, you know, you got to... It's one of the... I mean... I don't know where I was going.
Well, it's a very dangerous procedure, number one, and it's very, very expensive also.
And painful.
Yes, yes.
For everybody involved,
I believe the cost was running around $20,000.
Good Lord, and then there's no guarantee that it works.
And no guarantee that it works.
Yeah. And because it's going to be painful for the recipient... And the donor.
Right.
Donating blood, donating bone marrow is not like donating blood.
No.
No, the doctors themselves caution that the case may be no more than a fluke, but it may inspire a greater interest in gene therapy to fight the disease that claims 2 million lives a year. It was a 42-year-old patient who was living in Berlin, American. Was infected with AIDS virus for more than a decade. After 20 months after undergoing a transplant of genetically selected bone marrow, he no longer shows signs of carrying the virus. We waited every day for a bad reading, and it never came. The researchers at Berlin's Charity Hospital and Medical School say the tests on his bone marrow, blood, and other organ tissues have all been clean. A lot more scrutiny from different biological samples will be required to say that it's not present.
Well, it may not be detectable.
But it can still be present.
Yes, because it could lie dormant.
Yes, and let me tell you what undetectable means. It means, because the virus is so small, that they really can't count it all.
Right.
So it's under 50 copies per milliliter of blood is determined to be undetectable.
But you know, this is something that, if this is a something that might work, you know, with looking into stem cell research, looking into some other aspects, it could be a start.
Yes.
It could be something.
Absolutely.
Yes.
Well,
definitely.
And, you know, that would lead to other things.
Maybe
in some way the transfer of bone marrow helps the body heal quicker. Who knows?
Mm-hmm.
You know, like we said, it remains to be seen if it actually does work.
So what are we looking about?
I looked over at Tola Road to find some more stories there. And
holy.
What do you see, Wes? What do you see?
Oh, my.
Ew, I want to know. What do we see?
Somebody did a version of Beyonce Single Ladies on YouTube. Okay. And a...
Generously proportioned gentleman.
A chubby guy named Cubby from 96 won the beat in Charlotte did a version of it as well, and he's a bigger guy in a
black leotard.
Yeah.
Oh my.
Oh, that reminds me, Justin Timberlake was wearing one of those on SNL last week.
So I was looking.
And I missed it.
Oh, wow. Hey. It was hot, I'm letting you know. I was like, hey.
Trying to. Let's.
Acting all gay, so...
Let's see if I do this right.
Uh-huh.
All right. Hey! Apparently I typed in the right email address. What website this time?
Yay!
Oh, good. What you got?
No. I'm wanting to go looking over here.
That was scary.
365.com. I don't see anything really... Political news. I'll do this one.
Okay.
All right.
How many of you saw the Sarah Palin interview?
Which one?
Her Thanksgiving special.
Oh, no, I didn't hear about this.
Oh, this was lovely.
How lovely.
Governor Palin went to a turkey farm in Wasala.
Oh, I think I know where this is going.
And to do the traditional pardoning of a turkey.
Oh, my goodness.
So she's there in the hatchery, and she reads the amnesty proclamation. You know, since we don't have a death penalty here in Alaska, and, you know, I don't think this turkey was convicted by a jury of his peers, da, 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 da. I pardon this turkey. So they picked out a turkey to pardon. And then she stepped outside the hatchery to give an interview to the media.
Uh-oh.
And they asked her beforehand, you know, is this where you want to have the She goes, no worries. Well, behind her, 10, 15 feet away, was an apparatus that looks like two wood chippers on a table.
Oh, my God.
This was the first step in preparing a turkey to come to your table. And so as she's being interviewed, you'll see a guy in the background with a turkey head first in this wood chipper.
Oh, my God.
And he keeps looking back at the camera while holding the turkey legs in this machine that's removing the turkey's head.
Oh, my God.
Now, MSNBC showed it on Countdown, and they said, you know, get the children out of the room. If you don't want to know where your Thanksgiving dinner comes from, you may want to leave.
Weak consonants.
We've blurred out the goriest parts of it.
Is this what you mean by mechanically separated turkey?
And so he pulls the turkey out and walks off camera. And then comes back with another turkey.
Oh, my God. You think you learned.
You have to download the video because the one reporter there, I love her because she saw the situation. She timed it just right. It was beautiful. They were talking about the economy. And, you know, they were talking about, you know, since Alaska's a big energy state, you know, drill, baby, drill. You know, when oil prices were high, you know, the state was flush with money. Now that the oil prices are low, things are tightening up. And so Palin's talking about, you know, people said, well, you know, we should spend on this, spend on that. And, I told him we need to hold off. You don't know what's going to happen. Da, 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 da. And the one reporter asked if there would be any programs put on the chopping block. Just as the guy was feeding the hopper.
I love it.
And like I said, I'm assuming this machine makes some sort of noise. I'm pretty sure the turkey made a noise.
For a brief period of time.
Well, just being very stuffed brief. Into that, I would expect the turkey to say something. We'll have to check with the Good Vegan people to find out.
Uh-huh. Actually, nothing probably be said on air, but okay.
But, you know, you may not have picked it up on the mics, but I, 10, 15 feet away, I would assume
you would at least hear the machine going.
Yeah, because it's going to make a little bit of a noise.
It's going to be loud.
A little?
Yeah, it's going to be loud.
A little? Well, you know, I didn't hear any on the microphone, so I don't know how loud it was. I don't know if, you know, she has permanent Zamboni ear damage.
Well, actually, it could have been the way the mics were
positioned.
Yeah, the lavalier lamp. If she had
a lav mic on, then the ambient mic would be off
on the camera. I don't know. I would assume she would hear it, but she didn't phase her. She didn't pay attention to it as turkeys were being killed behind her. And like I said, the guy kept looking at the camera.
Oh,
curiously.
Man, funny.
So check online and find
out. I'll have to look that up.
Oh, that's funny.
Is she going to pardon any moose?
Probably not. So that was a little interesting thing that happened. Got another little story to tell you.
Oh, boy.
It's late for Halloween to sell this kind of story.
Oh, way late.
I have a ghost story.
Oh.
I have a real life ghost story.
Oh.
I've got witnesses to this. And it's here in Houston.
Ooh, do tell, do tell.
I was at a meeting a couple days ago at a local bar.
Was I at that meeting?
Yes, you were.
Okay.
Is Jimmy one of the witnesses?
No. After everyone left, we were there kind of in an executive session, and we were wrapping up, and a woman came into the room and asked to use the bathroom in that confined space. Sure, go ahead. So six of us saw this woman go into the bathroom. And then four left. There was two of us standing out front. And someone else came up and said they needed to use the restroom. I said, sure, you know, there's somebody already in there. 5-7 minutes later pass, and she hasn't come out yet. And the guy's getting a little desperate, so he goes to see. It's a unisex one stall unit. And he goes over there and opens the door and just goes into the bathroom. It's like, is he peeing on her? And Kinky. Came out
legitimate
and,
question.
And said,
he likes that yellow hanky.
There's no one in there. I was standing by the only other way out of that place. She didn't pass by me again.
Interesting.
The owner of the establishment was like, there's no other way out. The one bartender said, there's been a couple of times he's seen a woman up in that area and then got up there and
nobody
couldn't find her.
Ooh.
So, very interesting thing. And it's like, I'm getting there going, I'm not too sure, but I
want. What did she look like?
How was she dressed?
Like you would, you know, she wasn't. I would say like preppy, kind of going to a club.
Mm-hmm.
You know, skirt. You know, a blouse. I think she had a sweater on. Dirty blonde hair. You know, probably early 20s. But it was weird. This. This thing, and like I said, it's like I'm ready to call up Most Haunted there on the Travel Channel. And
hey, there's taps.
But it was something interesting to see, because I was like, I'm sitting there going, okay, I know I had a couple of drinks, but, you know, the other guy that was there didn't have anything to drink. And so,
maybe it was your alcohol affecting him.
I don't know. But
secondhand
like,
alcohol.
Yeah. Yeah, but enough about
anything like secondhand
smoking. About my yeah, no, enough about my father giving a contact buzz.
Was he doing the breathalyzer thing again?
No, that's Jimmy's job.
No, this was. Guys, this was something very strange. It's like, you know, we talk about a lot of stuff around in the Houston area that's haunted, and I haven't heard about a gay bar being haunted.
No.
Especially by a woman.
Yeah.
God.
That's frightening prospect.
Yeah. I mean, there's probably enough DNA down in there to cause some sort of apparition or alien being to come there, but I wouldn't expect it to be a female.
Well, it could have been a transsexual.
No, I don't remember seeing an Adam's
apple. Maybe it was the dead wife of some guy that turned gay.
Could be.
She was searching for her husband. Why you turned?
She was probably checking the restroom on.
She was the wife from Jimmy's song.
There you go. That's it. I knew it had to be something.
So, Jimmy, are you going to listen to the rest of the songs and see what else I can play?
No, I can hardly wait.
Yeah. I may have to go home and clean some of those up. And once again, we are still trying to figure out, if you find out during the following week, what the sexual term white canary is.
Which seems to be, from what I read, seems to be.
I've tried Googling it.
We did Wikipedia.
I've done Wikipedia. I've gone through a lot of different
Urban
things.
Dictionary. So
we did that
I've
too.
Heard Urban Dictionary.
Oh, okay.
White canary?
White canary.
Like, it seems to be, from the way he has it written in there, a sexual position.
It's in the phrase wheelbarrow or white canary, doggy style or missionary. So, if you can find out.
It's a sexual position.
It's a sexual position, but we want to find out what position it is. If you find it.
And I want to try it.
It's after hours at kpft.org. Send us a description, a link. Hey! Do the white canary and send us a picture.
Oh, that sounds like fun. I want to see that. Do we get to see that picture, though, too?
Well, if they sent it to the email, I can pull it up.
Okay, that's
station.
Good.
Once again, that's afterhours@kpft.org. If you want to send us a letter, the old traditional way, it's After Hours, care of KPFT, 419 Lovett Boulevard.
Love, TT.
Houston, Texas, 77006.
Not just a zip code, but a life.
We'd love to hear from you. We want to hear your love mail, hate mail, news ideas.
Dirty pictures!
And send it to us either one of those ways.
I love that. Jimmy, you get off on that, don't you?
I do.
Yes, he does.
Because he gets to see those pictures.
No, he doesn't.
I was talking about the voices he just did.
I get a chubby when I do that.
I bet you do.
So who gets to see those dirty pictures?
That email goes to me.
Ooh.
So there's
do we have any that we can see?
No, we haven't gotten any in a long time. The only person who's ever really sent us the dirty pictures was JD.
Oh, I'll send you some.
Well, we did get a picture from Sarge.
Sarge?
Yeah, you sent that to me.
Yeah. Okay.
A guy whose schedule now allows him to listen to After Hours every week. So Sarge is out there listening to us right now. Everybody say hello to Sarge.
Hi, Sarge. Hi, Sarge. Can you send the picture again so we can see it? Because there's some people here that have not seen it yet.
And poor probably baby. Some that we won't let see it.
All right, we are coming to the end of the show. I've cleared the memory cache and tried to make things safe for the world.
Too late.
Top of the hour is Zydeco Pasale.
John is in the house.
John.
Good night, kids.
We'll see y'all next week. Hopefully my car will be running, though, but yeah. Yay.
Hopefully not.
Amen to that.
Hopefully not. I think we're done. We're going to go out a little early. Let's start off with your PSA. So this is After Hours Queer Radio with Attitude. Next week, we started a day early. It is our month of Christmas songs. And these aren't the Christmas songs you're going to hear over there on Coma Radio. No. We like to feature Christmas songs that include phrases like sticking candy canes up each other's butts.
Yes, we do like that.
This is After Hours. Be afraid. Christmas comes early next week. Happy Thanksgiving. Happy Indigenous Persons, whatever you want to call it. Enjoy it. Stuff a turkey for me. Now it's time for the PSAs.
This is the time of year to plant fruit trees in our area, and you can pick out one just right for your yard at the Urban Harvest Annual Fruit Tree Sale. The sale is located at the Rice University Football Stadium Concourse on Greenbrier between Rice and University Boulevard. There will be a large selection of citrus trees, peaches, plums, apples, pears, figs, pomegranates, pecans, grapes, blackberries, blueberries, persimmons, starfruit, guava, dragon fruit, avocados, olives, and more. The sale will be held Saturday, January 17th from 9 a.m. until 2 p.m. Two pre-sale classes will be held at the Urban Harvest offices on Saturday, January 10th and Tuesday, January 13th. For more information and directions to the sale and classes, check the Urban Harvest website at www.urbanharvest.org.
Starting the first week of December, KPFT makes a minor program schedule change affecting alternative radio with David Barsamian and exploration with Dr. Michio Kaku. The week of December 1st, alternative radio moves from Wednesdays at 1 p.m. to Thursdays at 1. Exploration switches from its regular Thursday slot to Wednesdays at 1 p.m. This change is intended to ensure KPFT brings you both programs as consistently as possible with minimal disruption. Again, starting December 1st, alternative radio moves from Wednesdays at 1 to Thursdays at 1 p.m., and exploration moves the day forward to Wednesdays at 1. Stay tuned to both KPFT favorites, and thanks for listening to commercial-free, listener-sponsored Pacifica Radio, 90.1 KPFT, Houston.
This is the time of year to plant fruit trees in our area, and you can pick out one just right for your yard at the Urban Harvest Annual Fruit Tree Sale. The sale is located at the Rice University Football Stadium Concourse on Greenbrier between Rice and University Boulevard. There will be a large selection of citrus trees, peaches, plums, apples, pears, figs, pomegranates, pecans, grapes, blackberries, blueberries, persimmons, starfruit, guava, dragon fruit, avocados, olives, and more. The sale will be held Saturday, January 17th from 9 a.m. until 2 p.m. Two pre-sale classes will be held at the Urban Harvest offices on Saturday, January 10th and Tuesday, January 13th. For more information and directions to the sale and classes, check the Urban Harvest website at www.urbanharvest.org. KPFT, Houston.
C'est tout quelque chose de magnifique. Allons les haricots.
The free program you just heard was paid for by the listener members of KPFT Houston. If you're not already a KPFT member, we encourage you to join with us in keeping free speech alive by becoming one. Basic membership is still $35 a year. You don't have to, but you'll feel better. Thanks for listening.